free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Wake up, America. It is August the 29th, 2019, and it is very late in the overt levels of propaganda. As I pointed out yesterday when I talked about Chris Minahan, said YouTube's CEO has said that it's more important than ever to let people upload anything that they want. And I talked about that yesterday. I gave you her comments. She said, we want to have a quote-unquote open platform. We're not going to take people down. It's more important than ever to let people put up what they want, even if the content is outside the mainstream, controversial, and even offensive. Evidently, my content is too far outside the mainstream, too controversial, and too offensive for YouTube's CEO, Susan Wojcicki, I guess is, I don't even know how you pronounce her name. I don't care. What a joke this has all become. And what a joke President Trump has become for doing nothing about this, like he's done nothing about the wall, like he has embraced gun control, he has embraced the foreign wars. Oh, who would have thought? And don't tell me that he hasn't embraced this. He's got Gina Haspel, the woman who covered up, literally destroyed the videotapes of the torture that got us into the Iraq war with the lies about what was going on there, the weapons of mass destruction that was going on there. That was a product of her torture program that she presided over. She was the manager for that. And she deleted all the evidence. When the people realized that was a product of torture, that's when they said, we've been had. This is all based on a lie. And eventually that all came out. And it was very well known about her role. John Kiriakou, I had on last week, went to prison for it, but of course she didn't go to prison. The psychologist, I guess, who taught the CIA how to do enhanced interrogation torture, got paid tens of millions of dollars for it. They didn't even get penalized in a civil suit. They escaped that. She's promoted. And so, surprise, surprise, we now see President Trump embracing and continuing now. Here we are, 2 years into his administration. He still has all the wars that Obama was in, and he's trying to get into some more. And then when it comes to the Second Amendment, we got to take the guns, do the due process later. Is it any surprise when he's got somebody like William Barr, the guy who was head, the attorney general who's over the Justice Department, the FBI, and so forth, that when they did Ruby Ridge and when they began the Waco standoff. And so you take somebody like Gina Haspel in charge of the torture program that led to the Iraq war, somebody like William Barr, who said in his confirmation hearings, red flag gun laws are the best thing that we could do. Those two people there, they're defending President Trump, and, you know, they got to get behind him before they can stab him in the back, or, more importantly, before they can stab you and I in the back. And then we have this rising censorship in the digital public square, and nothing is done about it. And so the channel, which is, you know, 4 months old, you know, had a channel that had been up for 3 years, hadn't had any strikes against it. It was an archive of work that I'd done here. And it was taken down. Actually, it had been up for 4 years, and I hadn't put anything on it for three. And they took that down with no strikes. They took down this show in the middle of a broadcast on the Black Monday as they were taking down everything at InfoWars. I got swept up in that. I was the last one to go because hardly anybody knows that I work here at InfoWars. I never post my stuff at InfoWars.com. And it's not going to be posted at YouTube either. But if you've somehow found this this program, I'm still here. I don't know if anybody is out there or not. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Wake up, America. It's Thursday, August the 29th, year of our Lord, 2019. I am David Knight, your host. If you're watching this broadcast, you're not watching it on YouTube, just a day after I reported Chris Minahan's article, the lies being sold by YouTube's CEO, Susan Wojcicki, if that's how you pronounce her name. It's more important than ever to let people upload anything they want. And so we're going to allow content that is outside the mainstream, controversial, even offensive, but they're too offended by what I upload, evidently. And so my YouTube channel, this fledgling channel, you know, we had over 60,000 followers in about 8 months before everything was purged. They purged this broadcast's channel in the middle of a broadcast on August the 6th. And then there was another channel that I had uploaded, had about 4 years worth of work on it, hadn't put anything up there for 3 years, never had a strike against either of those channels. And I was never given an explanation as to why the channel was taken down. A complaint has been received, said the email that I received over 8,000 times, about every 10 minutes for several months after that. But they would not respond to anything that I had, response I gave to them. And I talked about that again yesterday. So I guess they decided that they would take down the new experimental channel that I put up about 4 months ago. Only had about 3,000 followers in that 4 months. But I guess that was too dangerous, too outside the mainstream, too controversial, too offensive for them. And I got to say, I just really do not have any hope that President Trump is going to do anything about this. Having a garden party at the White House, inviting a few people, patting themselves on the back about how they really care. They really care. I feel your pain. I know, you know, but I had my special meeting with some of the people and, you know, I made sure that Twitter wasn't going to shut me down so you can go pound sand. President Trump doesn't care about any individual rights. Let's just understand that. Look, he could be useful, and it has been useful, to push back against some of the establishment there, but it hasn't been anywhere near the fight that I had hoped. Instead of having a fight in Washington, President Trump has had a fight with everybody on Twitter. And I said a couple of weeks ago when I was on vacation, I wish he would disagree with the Democrats more, but be less disagreeable. Instead, he's just become a cranky old troll on Twitter. And he's done absolutely nothing of any value to protect our individual liberties, as if he ever cared. I never believed that President Trump cared about individual liberties. Quite frankly, the first report I did about President Trump, which you can't find on YouTube anymore, I compared him to the Pixar movie Up, where you had the one individual who didn't want to get rid of the home that he'd had all along, and they decided they wanted to condemn it because they wanted a parking lot. President Trump actually did that in real life. He had a retired person who didn't want to move from her home, and he got the local government there in Atlantic City to condemn her home so that he could build a parking lot, complete the parking lot. He didn't even want to have the house in the middle of the parking lot. Oh, it's got to go. How arrogant. How arrogant. And then, you know, he shut the whole project down shortly after that and lost interest in his casino. But he got her thrown out. And I said at the time, I said, I don't know, you know, somebody who has absolutely no interest in the principles of individual liberty and other people's property, other people's rights. Everything revolves around him. The most self-centered person I think I've ever seen in my life. And this is how this is all played out. If he stays on social media, the rest of us can go to hell. Well, he can go to hell. Quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of the posturing, the flip-flopping that is being done by President Trump. You know, when you look at March for Our Lives, they have now put out a proposal to confiscate up to 117 million guns, a peace plan for a safer America. And they say that they're going to have mandatory buybacks for assault weapons and other weapons. They pointed to a report from Harvard University in 2011. And the report said, well, you know, gun deaths did decrease in Australia after a 1996 gun confiscation effort. Well, they didn't point out the fact they've gone back up there and in the UK. We've had not only knife attacks, but gun attacks go up, even though they've been banned. They also failed to mention that even though Australia had a decrease in gun deaths in that same period, the U.S. had a decrease in gun deaths as well, and we didn't do gun confiscation. We had a similar firearm murder rate decrease between 1993 and 2013. Gun murders were cut in half, even as gun manufacturing more than doubled here in the United States. And in that Harvard review that was selectively quoted by this gun control group, March for Our Lives, Harvard said, it doesn't appear that the Australian experiment with gun buybacks is fully replicable in the United States. Yeah, it isn't, because we're not going to hand them over. Eric Swalwell should know that. The March for Our Lives people should know that. The person who is a March for Our Lives board member in the interview with Washington Post said, it's bold. It's like nothing anyone else is proposing. We're really setting audacious goals. And more than anything, what we're trying to be is intersectional. Intersectional. So politically correct. I don't know. Does that mean that if you check the different identity politics boxes that you're going to be allowed to have a gun? Is that what they mean by it being intersectional? So some of the stuff that they're calling for, is anybody else calling for this now? They want a national registry of firearm sales. Well, quite frankly, that's what President Trump, Attorney General Barr, Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, they're all calling for that. They're all calling for that through the back door. They're talking about universal gun background checks for every kind of transaction, which basically is the way that you get a national registry of firearms. And so this radical group, March for Our Lives, saying, yeah, nobody has ever done anything this bold. No, actually, what President Trump did by banning a gun attachment via executive order was more bold than anything that any Democrat has proposed. And Republicans, for the most part, let him go on it. Don't criticize President Trump. He is our God. He is the God Emperor, right? Isn't he? And so don't ever criticize him, even when he says, you don't have any rights. You don't have any due process. And I'm going to do gun control by executive order. No president, not even Obama, did that. That's why when you get somebody in who talks conservative, somebody who's got a R after their name, you have to watch them more closely than you have to watch the Democrats. Because the fan club, the sycophants in the media and in the political parties will give them a pass. And he has been given a pass. So a national registry of firearm sales, they will get that with universal background checks. That's what Trump and Barr and Graham and McConnell are all talking about. They want to expand the categories of people who are prohibited from possessing firearms. Well, how is that different from the red flag gun laws? As a matter of fact, when you talk about mandatory buybacks, these people are not as bad as Barr and Trump. Red flag gun laws, they don't even pay you. They just take your firearms. It's confiscation without any due process, without even any compensation. So they also want the Supreme Court to reexamine its ruling in the District of Columbia versus Heller, because in that ruling, the Supreme Court stated the obvious. They stated that the Second Amendment is an individual right. It is an individual right. If you look at the Bill of Rights, the first eight are all about individual rights, due process, and so forth. That's not a right of the state. That's a right of the individual. Everything there. Free speech. Free exercise of religion. How could free exercise of religion be a right of the state if the state's prohibited from establishing a religion? And the same thing is true of the Second Amendment. The Ninth and Tenth say, if we haven't given you any power, you don't have it. It's retained by the states and the people. So, yeah, it is an individual right. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alec.
Yes.
I got a plug for the Patriot points I get.
Oh, thanks.
I've gotten $180 so far this year, and I feel like I'm stealing from you. I buy so much in the store because, I mean, I don't want to give that money to Walmart. I don't want to give that money to people who are going to donate it to causes I don't believe in. So I'd rather give that money to you. And I'm getting quality product. The products that I do receive have changed my life. I mean, the X2 has really done a lot for me. I've lost weight. My brain works a whole lot better. And my kids, they use the toothpaste. My son used to get these little sore throats, and he puts X2 in water and drinks it, and it gets rid of his sore throat.
Sir, let me break this down for you. I want high-quality stuff in there. I want a good price. But I've kind of habituated everybody to where everybody buys when it's 50% off. I'm making $2 on the toothpaste 50% off. And so it's the same thing like the fish oil or the turmeric or the bone broth. Thank you so much for the plugs. But listen, when people get the Patriot points, a lot of times it makes things a loss leader, because if you're already getting 10% off because you're on auto ship, and then we're doing 50% off, and then you do something like that where you have Patriot points, we lose money. But that's okay. So thanks for the support. We've had this in for 2 weeks. I've been so busy, I haven't talked about it because I've been covering news. But it's very exciting. It's Super Silver Skin Cream. It's got all of these benefits, too many to mention. But it's revolutionary. It's brand new. People are going to love it. Introducing the new Super Silver Skin Cream, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off introductory price. The new Super Silver Skin Cream is the best of both worlds. It helps reduce wrinkles and keep your skin healthy. Super Silver Skin Cream is infused with patented Silver Sol technology. It's used by top hospitals and health clinics to kill off everything from MRSA to Candida fungus. It's also loaded with the best natural ingredients for your skin, like coconut oil, vitamin E. Unlike most skin creams, Super Silver Skin Cream is free of BPA, parabens, harsh preservatives, and sulfates. It's got the highly sought-after hyaluronic acid. We have little tubes of it. We have big tubes of it. This stuff is the real deal. Get Super Silver Skin Cream exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. So please check it out, the new products at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off as an introductory.
Looking for a way to support Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew while staying up to date on all our products? Then our newsletter is for you. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your help. Head over to InfoWarsStore.com, scroll down the page, and sign up to receive up-to-date, exclusive daily deals. The InfoWars Store newsletter is your number one way to support the InfoWars team while keeping up with the latest savings and specials. Join your fellow InfoWarriors in getting access to brand new formulas, daily deals, and exclusive sales with t-shirts, survival gear, movies, books, supplements, and more. It's easier than ever to support the resistance. Now you can stay up to date with just one click. Sign up for the InfoWars Store newsletter today. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and start receiving subscriber-only sales and offers now. And stay current with everything the InfoWars Store has to offer.
As we witness the most disastrous geological activity in recorded history, the globalists are backed into a corner, and the leftists are pushing for civil war. Borders are being broken and sovereignty is being challenged. The world is going to change, and how it changes will likely be decided by those who are prepared to stay strong when the system fails. The system is vulnerable. Electricity could be gone in an instant, and grocery stores could be empty in 3 days. Having storable foods and the ability to purify water will give you a fighting chance in the next level. And being without puts you at the mercy of others or makes you a slave to a dying system. Buy storable foods and an Alexa Pure Gravity water filter today. Support mankind by being prepared, and support freedom by buying from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I look at this March for Our Lives plan for massive gun confiscation, Australian style, they're very proud of the fact that they're openly calling for it. The only difference between what they're calling for, if you look at the different policies that they want a national registry of firearm sales. Isn't that what the Republicans have all been talking about for the last couple of weeks? Universal background checks basically provides a national registry of firearm sales. How is that so radical for this gun control group? Or is it the Republicans who become radical? Is it the Republicans who become the Democrats? And quite frankly, far, far to the left of where the Democrats were 20, 30, 40 years ago. Democrats would have never proposed anything like President Trump is proposing. And if Obama had said, we'll take the guns and do the due process later, would you have had a problem with that? But you don't have a problem when President Trump says that, right? He's God Emperor to you guys, isn't he? It's just amazing to me how the conservatives have laid down and become sycophants. It's been a pretty effective strategy. I don't know if this is planned, but certainly if you look at the people surrounding President Trump now, maybe they just hectored him for 2 years until they could get people in and said, hey, look, I'm on your side. Make me CIA director. I'll take care of these clowns on your back. Make me head of the, make me attorney general. Put me over the Department of Justice. I'll take care of these guys here, these individuals. And so now we got Barr, who's always loved gun control. Always loved gun control. I nearly left this country because of Ruby Ridge and Waco. Maybe I should have. I think it was over at that point in time. And now we got the guy who was the head honcho of all of that, who defended that sniper who murdered Vicky Weaver at what was virtually point-blank range, shooting her in the head while she's holding a baby. That guy, William Barr, is now the Attorney General of President Trump, and President Trump is the savior of America? He's going to make America great again? No. America will never be great if we're not free. And President Trump doesn't give a damn about your individual liberties. Of course, now this group also wants to use economic pressure. As I pointed out yesterday, we got Forbes magazine talking about how banks need to be used to put financial pressure on, to put out of business any gun manufacturers or retailers, to put out of business any Second Amendment political organizations. The NRA, Gun Owners of America, was also mentioned. So they want to do that. They want to do that at the state level. And it's already, they've already got people in California working to do that. And they only need to do it in California. And then the banks, the national banks, will basically shut it down. You know, we had under Bill Clinton, we had the consolidation of the banking industry as they removed the Glass-Steagall Act, which was put in to prevent speculative investing after the Great Depression, where the banks went insolvent. They got very heavily involved in high margin calls. So they said, well, we will guarantee the banks, but we will make sure you'll have the FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. But we'll make sure that they don't get into speculative stuff. They'll be banned from doing certain things. Well, they waived that. At the same time, they were approving massive mergers. I remember when it happened because I was in North Carolina. They let Nations Bank, which is a big North Carolina bank, merged with Bank of America, which was predominantly set up in California. Bank of America moved its headquarters to Charlotte. And you had a guy who was from North Carolina, Erskine Bowles, part of the Clinton administration. He made sure that that merger went through. He had been working in the banking industry in North Carolina, Erskine Bowles did. He ran for Senate a couple of times in North Carolina after that, but he didn't make it. Nevertheless, they were able to get that through. And at the time, everybody was saying, if you put this through, you're going to wind up with only about a half dozen giant banks. And that's exactly what had happened. And within 10 years, the entire banking industry, with a speculation, the mortgage market and so forth, and they were too big to fail. But you were not too big to fail, were you? And so they took all that stuff down, and now if you want to try to punish anybody who's affiliated with firearms in any way, shape, or form, even philosophically, it's very easy to do that because now we're just left with a few national banks. As a matter of fact, it was Elizabeth Warren who came in and with her Consumer Protection Board, Financial Protection Board that she set up. They came in with all kinds of extra regulations that drove small businesses out of making a lot of loans that they'd made in the past and drove them out of business. For years, you would see Matt Drudge list, 150 this year, 170 this year, 180 this year. Small banks going out of business. And it was because of the Consumer Financial Protection Board that Elizabeth Warren was so proud of. They regulated them out of business. That has always been what established businesses do. Whether it's at the local level, they want to get all kinds of regulations to make sure that they don't get new competition at the local level. So they have zoning, they have special regulations about how you can set up a business and so forth, make sure that they don't get any competition. And of course, they really do that at the national level. And that's what that was really about. It wasn't about protecting consumers at all. Elizabeth Warren is another one of those people like that. So now we have just a few national banks, and they can apply that kind of pressure to shut down any gun manufacturers or resellers. And you've got Republicans who are now pushing for a national registry of firearm sales. They call it a universal background check. And it's just so good because we got to make us safe, say President Trump, Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, Attorney General Barr. And if that's not good enough, we can just take the guns with red flag accusations and no due process. The plan is also calling for more financial attacks against the National Rifle Association, not just the banks, as I was talking about yesterday, as Forbes was pushing yesterday, but also using the IRS and the FEC to come after the NRA and anybody else who actually supports the Constitution. They said in this article from the Washington Examiner, these reports are not new, but they had in the past been largely relegated to the fringes of the gun control movement. And yet these policies, these old policies that were the radical fringe of the gun control movement have, and again, I remind you, they've now been embraced by the Trump administration and the establishment GOP. And there's no difference between those two anymore. No difference. Yeah, as we look at the Chinese troops in Hong Kong, in the wee hours of Thursday morning, they report, China moved armored personnel and armored personnel trucks and troops into Hong Kong. They said it was a planned garrison rotation. I don't know if they had anybody go out, however. And why would they do this in the early hours of the morning? The local media, however, very faithfully reported that this was simply routine and it was approved by the Central Military Commission. So move along. There is nothing to see here. This is why the people in Hong Kong had said, we wish we had a Second Amendment. I wish we had a government that respects our Second Amendment. But if they had a Second Amendment, the communist Chinese would think twice before they would use force. And this government better think twice before it tries to use force to take our guns.
We've had this in for 2 weeks. I've been so busy, I haven't talked about it because I've been covering news. But it's very exciting. It's Super Silver Skin Cream. It's got all of these benefits, too many to mention. But it's revolutionary. It's brand new. People are going to love it. Introducing the new Super Silver Skin Cream, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off introductory price. The new Super Silver Skin Cream is the best of both worlds. It helps reduce wrinkles and keep your skin healthy. Super Silver Skin Cream is infused with patented Silver Sol technology. It's used by top hospitals and health clinics to kill off everything from MRSA to Candida fungus. It's also loaded with the best natural ingredients for your skin, like coconut oil, vitamin E. Unlike most skin creams, Super Silver Skin Cream is free of BPA, parabens, harsh preservatives, and sulfates. It's got the highly sought-after hyaluronic acid. We have little tubes of it. We have big tubes of it. This stuff is the real deal. Get Super Silver Skin Cream exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. So please check it out, the new products at InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off as an introductory.
Our
powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every info warrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silversol in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies. And the way they did so is because they faced no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change. And they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trusts of the 19th century, who ran American politics and ran American economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression. The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world. To make real the actions of independent free speech, to make real the original promise of an independent free press. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shape people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw, even it is what you just saw.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, it's not just the attacks on the Second Amendment, the attacks on the First Amendment, but it's also 5G that's rolling out. This is another problem that I have with President Trump. Are 5G cells a health hazard, right? Asked the Sacramento paper, CBS website. And they said, no, researchers at the University of California say no. Have they done a research study? Has it there been some kind of a peer-reviewed study of 5G? Well, no, actually not. This is just a propaganda piece. Move along. There's nothing to see here. Say the people who are about to make trillions of dollars in profits. You don't need to do that. We've had a lot of studies done by this. No, actually, there haven't been any studies done. There's been one study done that shows that there's an increase in heart and brain tumors. Only one study that I know of for 5G, and that didn't look too good, and they just discounted it and said, oh, we can't count on that. But as I pointed out last week, we got a U.S. naval researcher, Dr. Alan Fry, who going back to the 1960s said, we're looking at the wrong thing. We're looking at heat effects from electromagnetic radiation. And, he had a technician who didn't have his coffee heat up. As I talked about, that was the beginning of the microwave ovens. Amana radar ranges. Remember that? Because the radar technicians saw their coffee heat up. So they said, oh, we could use that. We could use that. And they did. But he had a technician who said, I can hear things from this radar. And what it was doing was it was directly, the electromagnetic radiation was directly jacking in, if you wish, interfering with his electrical nervous system. Yeah, our body has a lot of electrical signals in it. Just think about that. Just think about how your entire central nervous system is based on electrical signals. And think about all the different electromagnetic radiation, different frequencies that's being sent at it, and how they're going to put these antennas very, very close to you. But they say, oh, well, it's okay because there's nothing to worry about. It's not very high power. They don't know. They can't tell you what happened to the U.S. Embassy personnel in Cuba. They don't want to talk about that too much. Right now, as they're rolling out 5G, that might alarm people. Because they also said that they heard strange clicking noises. Just like this technician 50, 60 years ago did. And Dr. Fry, as he did his experiments, he said, look, I can pacify rats by using certain frequencies of electromagnetic radiation. I can also affect their heartbeat. I can actually stop the heartbeat of frogs by using electromagnetic radiation. He verified all that. He showed that the Navy was funding his research. The Army was funding his research as well. Did for years. And he said, the problem is we're not looking at the full spectrum of biological issues. He also talked a great deal about cancer in the 1990s associated with electromagnetic radiation, specifically cell phone radiation. He was one of the early warners about that because he'd been looking at this stuff for quite some time. Anything in your body that has to do with electrical signals is going to be affected by this to a large degree. He also found that he could, by exposing rats to cell phone style radiation, that he could cause the blood-brain barrier to be penetrated. He put dye in the blood of rats, and they exposed them to electromagnetic radiation. And he could see that the blood was flowing across the blood-brain barrier into the brain. Now, that creates all kinds of health issues. All kinds. But his research hasn't been had any attention paid to it. They've kept that pretty quiet. And you have these people like this shill from the University of California, Davis. Professor Gerald Bushberg said, these are very low levels of exposure. The standards are similar to those used around the world. Well, that's a lie. I told you how the standards of radiation around the world vary, significantly vary. As a matter of fact, the mayor, not the mayor of Brussels, but the official who is in charge of health and public safety said, look, these levels for 5G are 92 times what we allow in Brussels. That's not going to happen on my watch. So she's going to have to go. I talked about how the density of radiation, and it was done in microwatts. The study was microwatts per square meter, I think it was. It might have been per square centimeter. I don't know. The units don't really matter, but here's how it varied. It was 1,000 in the United States. The next closest was Australia, which was 200. Most of the Western countries and Russia, it's between 2.5 to 10. But we allow 1,000 in terms of our dosage here of radiation. And so he says, yeah, the standards are similar to those used around the world. No, we don't have similar standards of radiation to anywhere else in the world. And but don't worry about that because the FCC is going to be protecting us, the FCC. You know, just like the FDA protected us from the opioid epidemic, just like the DEA has protected us from drugs, recreational drugs. Yeah, just like the CDC has protected us on all these different issues. Yeah, the government's there. They've got your back. Don't worry about it. Trump's in charge. You can go back to sleep now. Rubio, by the way. Rubio is now saying Americans are threatened by Huawei's surveillance technology when it comes to 5G. He tweeted out, under the guise of public safety, Huawei is setting up an overseas surveillance empire for China that allows Huawei access to key government databases and so forth. So he's very concerned that the internet companies and the digital public square will censor on behalf of China. And he wants them to censor on his behalf. He's not interested in conservatives being censored. He wasn't interested in Alex Jones being censored. When Alex went to Washington, it had just been a couple of weeks after the massive purge by YouTube, by Apple, by Facebook and others, many others. And they didn't even call him to testify. And Marco Rubio lied and pretended that he didn't know who Alex was. And it's pretty obvious he was lying and later admitted that he was lying. But now he's telling us that, hey, you know, we have this American exceptionalism when it comes to surveillance and censorship. We want to be able to do that. And they call in the, that's why they have these hearings. They want to make sure that these executives are going to, you know, put their stuff out there. They don't care what happens to you any more than President Trump cares when he calls Jack Dorsey into the Oval Office, says, you're going to leave my Twitter account up, right? Yeah, screw the rest of the people, but you're going to leave my stuff up, right? And that's the way Marco Rubio is. And so it's not only the health issue, but it's also how they're going to control you and spy on you with 5G. 5G is an essential part of the surveillance infrastructure that is being erected around and over us in every aspect. They could not have their plans of total domination, smart cities where they control your movement, control your communication, and control your firearms without having a 5G network. That's why they don't care about doing any studies. And we've had more than 300 scientists say this is the most dangerous and largest experiment on human beings that we've ever had, 5G. We haven't done any studies. The few things that we have done and the research that's been done over the last 50 to 60 years raises nothing but red flags. But they're going to do the 5G and the research, safety research later. We already know what it's going to do to our privacy. We just had Apple have to apologize because they had Siri eavesdropping. You know, Apple, who had the billboard, said, we're in the business of staying out of your business. Privacy, that's iPhone. Well, they had humans eavesdropping on you, just like these other companies do. You know, YouTube says, well, it's all about algorithms. You know, we're not filtering out certain people that we don't like. It's all about the algorithms. Well, it's not. We've had many whistleblowers point out they've got, you know, it's their own personal political bias, bigotry, hatred that they're using to bully people that they disagree with. And don't forget how closely they are tied to DARPA. Don't forget how the internet was the very essence of individual control. It was designed that way from the very beginning. J.C.R. Licklider, 1960s, a psychologist. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
I talk about this on the air, and I know it sinks into people, but I've decided that we're going to kind of reboot all our supplements, and that if you go back 5-6 years ago, before all the censorship and attacks and fake lawsuits, the rest of it, I would talk about how great the products are and how they were the best and why they were, and I'd have doctors on and experts to explain why they were so good. And instead, the last few years, I'm like, hey, you need to really support us, or they'll shut us down. The biggest thing people like to buy is supplements because they know how great they are and how wonderful they work. And the left always has headlines everywhere. Jones sells unapproved supplements that he claims or supplements. No, under federal law since 1996, you can't say that a supplement has been through the FDA because they have no jurisdiction and won't look at it. But then they say you've got to say it's not approved by them. And all drugs are is the system trying to tweak what's in Mother Nature and manipulate it and do different things. And a lot of drugs work great. They have side effects, not with Mother Nature, but Big Pharma doesn't want you knowing about God's medicine chest. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or Infowars.com. This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on big tech. They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down. It's just heavy, heavy, heavy. Make no mistake, we're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in Kansas anymore.
If you have a corrupt media, you don't have a democracy.
I don't think we've seen division like this in America since Vietnam. But it's a form of fascism.
The High Court will examine free speech rights and social media.
Multiple online platforms have now taken down content associated with Alex Jones and InfoWars.
First they come for Alex Jones. Everyone else like dominoes would fall. We're not in Kansas anymore.
You can't watch this. The movie, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking about 5G, the race to get 5G in place. We don't care about the health effects. We're not going to do any studies. Well, actually, studies have been done for decades. We've known the bad effects, but in 1996, 10 years after the federal government gave immunity to the pharmaceutical industry for vaccines in 1986, they said, well, no matter what they do, no matter how damaging their product is, you know, if they have a vaccine and it harms people, kills people, you can't sue them. Even if they've got a vaccine that in and of itself is not harmful, but they have some manufacturing issues. You know, maybe they didn't refrigerate it properly when they stored it. Maybe, you know, something happened during the manufacturing process, got corrupted. Not the usual vaccine that was approved, but they harmed someone, you can't sue them. You can, if you know about it, there is a special master that you can go to your special master and you can beg him as a slave to try to help you with an arbitration process. And they have given some people, if they fight hard enough, long enough, they've given them compensation. So many people have been injured or killed from vaccines that they've handed out several billion dollars quietly, quietly. It's not reported on by Fox News, by CNN, by MSNBC, the people who get their money from pharmaceutical commercials, but you know, it's there. And so then in 1996, the Clinton administration said, you're not going to be able to stop the placement of cell phone towers because there was, again, Dr. Alan Fry and others who had done research said, this has got real health effect concerns here and we should be very careful about this, what we're doing. They said, no, you can put them anywhere you want and you can object to it only because of aesthetic reasons, because we can adjust that. We can build something around and make it look pretty. But if you're concerned about its health effects, you can't use that as a basis for stopping the cell phone towers because we want to have this national network of cell phone communications. And of course, they've subsequently used that to track you as well, right? Use the Stinger type of technology, many different variants of that to be able to track people without a warrant. And of course, when President Trump, talks about the fact that he wants to permanently reauthorize the NSA mass spying program that was exposed by Snowden. You shouldn't worry about that because this is President Trump. You can trust him. He would never undermine your freedom. He would never go against the Constitution. It's President Trump. He's God Emperor, right? And then this troubling article, as I pointed out, the entire internet rope-a-dope was started by DARPA. They funded the startup of these giant companies that are rolling out mass censorship that created the digital public domain. They helped to fund them. CIA went above board. They created Incutel, their own venture capital firm, to help select people that they thought were promising and would make promises to them about how they could use the technology. And NSA put people on venture capital boards as well, heads of the NSA, as they got everything rolling in the late 1990s. Once the technology became practical, they wanted to make sure that they were going to have people and technologies in place to actually make this tool of psychological control work, create the social media network. And now this interesting update from DARPA. Thanks, Kyle, for finding this for me. Gizmodo reported yesterday, why does DARPA need a huge underground facility by Friday, by tomorrow? What's going to happen tomorrow? They tweeted this out. DARPA did. As I point out in Gizmodo, DARPA is often described as the mad science wing of the Defense Department. They're the ones with a history of working on cutting-edge technology for military-like virtual fences, disaster relief robots, and so forth. Yeah, they were the ones who began the self-driving cars. All this stuff that is now rolling into the smart cities, these were all projects that started with DARPA, autonomous vehicles and so forth, and, you know, the internet and all this all come together with 5G. But now DARPA sent out a tweet yesterday, as Gizmodo points out. It's making people a little bit nervous. The agency wants a large underground facility for testing of some sort, and they need it by Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern time. They said the ideal location would be several city blocks with complex layouts and multiple stories. And so, you know, you just call up your local real estate agent and say, I need an underground facility, several city blocks with complex layouts and multiple stories. You got something? Oh, yeah, we got several of those on the market already. they said what is really strange about this is what short notice it is, especially for a government agency like DARPA that plans decades in advance for autonomous vehicles and for autonomous robots. And for drone swarms and for the internet itself. Why is it that in just a couple of days, they've got to have some massive underground facility? Very interesting. DARPA is interested in exploring this domain for researchers to analyze and enhance approaches to improve situational awareness and response times in emergency scenarios. So that's all it is, right? You know, the autonomous robots project, that was simply so that they could help little old ladies cross the street. You know, we're going to need that, right? Going to have these autonomous killer robots working in the nursing homes. And they also have a subterranean challenge, like the robot, the autonomous robot challenge, the autonomous vehicle challenge, and so forth. These are the people building Skynet, folks. And so somebody tweeted back to them said on this article from Gizmodo, in fact, DARPA is making us a bit nervous by its responses on Twitter when somebody said that the urgent need for a tunnel, quote, sounds both exciting and ominous. DARPA replied, yeah, even to us. So it sounds kind of ominous, even to DARPA. And so they have a thing. If you know why DARPA needs a human-made underground environment and they need it in just about 24 hours, please let us know. You got any clues about that? Send us an email. Yeah, I'd like to know, too. Inquiring minds want to know. I don't know. They see some kind of a massive solar event coming at us or something. Speaking of that, we have coming up in the next hour, we have an individual who is going to talk to us about the grand solar minimum. He's written a book on it. And the subtitle to that book is How the Sun Will Affect Society, the Economy, and Food Prices, and What You Can Do About It. This isn't just a doom and gloom scenario, but he actually has in this book, The Climate Revolution, The Grand Solar Minimum. He actually has very practical advice on what you can do to prepare. Because guess what? DARPA isn't going to give you any warning. And DARPA is only preparing for continuity of government. They're going to be there. They're going to be taking care of themselves. As a matter of fact, one of the books that I'm currently listening to is Red Rock, I think is the title of the name, title of the book. How the U.S. government worked to protect itself and let everybody else die. It's the story that is, it's the story of our government since the end of World War II. So the Nazis were not defeated. They simply moved to Washington. And it goes beyond Operation Paperclip. It's the whole mentality of Washington towards American society. And you can see it throughout the Cold War. The fact that they were building these massive underground facilities to make sure that they, like Dr. Strangelove, were going to be able to survive in the nuclear holocaust that they were quite prepared to unleash. And so you better pay attention to what's coming on, because there's things that are not just man-made, that are bigger than us. And there is a coming solar cycle that the author is going to make the case is similar to what we only see once about every 400 years. And he thinks it's going to be a massive effect on our weather. And that they have been creating this climate change narrative as a dodge and as a way to give us misinformation while they prepare for just the opposite. They would never do something like that. Well, they did it throughout the entire Cold War, didn't they? All right, we got to go up to a break here. Before we do, real quickly, folks, take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program and everything that we do here at InfoWars. We got a lot of products, 50 to 60% off. We have Ultimate Krill Oil was out of stock. It was so popular, we got it back in stock now, and it is 50% off. And so is Brain Force Plus. So is Bodies, our all-natural anti-inflammatory supplement. Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, and many other items. 50 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This in for 2 weeks. I've been so busy, I haven't talked about it because I've been covering news, but it's very exciting. It's Super Silver Skin Cream. It's got all of these benefits, too many to mention, but it's revolutionary. It's brand new. People are going to love it. Introducing the new Super Silver Skin Cream, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off introductory price. The new Super Silver Skin Cream is the best of both worlds. It helps reduce wrinkles and keep your skin healthy. Super Silver Skin Cream is infused with patented Silver Sol technology. It's used by top hospitals and health clinics to kill off everything from MRSA to Candida fungus. It's also loaded with the best natural ingredients for your skin, like coconut oil, vitamin E. Unlike most skin creams, Super Silver Skin Cream is free of BPA, parabens, harsh preservatives, and sulfates. It's got the highly sought-after hyaluronic acid. We have little tubes of it. We have big tubes of it. This stuff is the real deal. Get Super Silver Skin Cream exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. So please check it out, the new products at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off as an introductory.
An InfoWarrior fan favorite formula, Survival Shield X2, continues to lead the way into the next generation of super high quality nascent iodine formulas. Derived from ancient sea salts found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface, every drop of Survival Shield X2 contains 650 micrograms to keep you in your prime form. Even today, iodine deficiency remains a serious problem, with the World Health Organization estimating that nearly 50 million people still suffer from some kind of mental impairment related to iodine deficiency. That's why it's so important that you try Survival Shield X2, the only source of 99.999% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals, exclusively available through InfoWars Life at an extremely affordable price. Discover the shocking facts behind nascent iodine and secure your bottle today while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Well, on a lighter note, we have the Monopoly socialism game that I talked about earlier in the week. That's now been pulled from the shelf. When I reported that, I said, listen to the description. They emphasize over and over again, this is an adult game, this is an adult game, this is an adult game. It was not pornographic, it was simply that they didn't want the college crowd to be triggered by it. By the way, this is for adults, and if you're triggered by this, you are not an adult. You're humorless, a humorless, censorious liberal, and that's exactly what we have, causing it to be taken off. We have a Rutgers professor who is triggered by this, Nick Kapoor, an assistant history professor at Rutgers University. And he went on a rage on Twitter. He said the game was mean-spirited, it was woefully ill-informed because it pointed out the idiocy of socialism. And very much like a game that I'd seen once before, it's done by a libertarian, and they had it set up in a mock system, but we sold it in our store for a while, even though it was kind of a preliminary version. It wasn't polished like something from Hasbro or whatever, like this is. But it was, you know, kind of a board game, kind of like Monopoly. They changed things up so they wouldn't run into copyright issues. But it was called the Game of Lose. And when you would go around, if you ran out of money, you went on welfare, and everybody else had to pay you money until everybody went out of business. That was basically what we've got going on here. But he whined about it until they took it down because, you know, where are you going to find people that no matter what their age, they are not adults? Well, you're going to find them at places like Rutgers or any university. As I said yesterday, the Chinese communists, were actually they're fascists, Washington Post said, why are they sending their kids to Harvard? And I said, well, why not? That's where Henry Kissinger, who put them in the captain's seat of the global economy, that's where he taught. And the kind of corporate fascism and globalism that is in vogue now, that you know, no matter what China does, nobody will push back against it, that's coming out of the elitist places like Harvard and Rutgers. So why wouldn't they do that? I said, the question is, why would you conservatives and Christians put your kids in a school like that? Or why would you put them in any government school or any K-12 that is going to be influenced by the centralized curriculum demands coming out of Washington? Far before this extradition law in Hong Kong, the Hong Kong people had pushed back against China when they tried to impose their propaganda via the school system on the children of Hong Kong. They said, we're not going to have this. They rioted in the streets. Americans don't care. They can do anything to your kids. They can gaslight them over gender issues so that they can groom them for pedophiles. They can do anything to your kids, and you don't care. They can tell them all kinds of lies about socialism and all kinds of lies about capitalism and so forth. You don't care. But again, they were able to get Monopoly off the market. But what they can't figure out how to do, the liberals, is they can't figure out how to get the human excrement, the crap, the human crap off the streets in Seattle. Because as they talked about using power washers to clean it off, one of the black city councilmen there in Seattle said that would be racist. That would be racist to take the human excrement off with power washers. Council member Larry Gossett said he didn't like the idea of power washing the sidewalks because it brought back images of hoses being used against civil rights activists. This is from the Gateway Pundit. And they write, so is Larry comparing crap on the sidewalk to civil rights protesters? That's absolutely amazing. And then another council member, Claudia Balducci, suggested the company consider using social service employees in partnership with police. See, that's what the liberals would like to see. They would like to see the police out there bowing and scraping to get human excrement off of the sidewalks of Seattle. They would love to see that. That would make them feel so powerful. You know, it's all about intersectionality, isn't it? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
One half of the incredible 8-pack power stack, the AM Wake Up and Work Packet is exactly what you need to start your day right. The pack contains 5 original formulas built to fuel your day and take care of your body's individual needs in the morning, targeting the heart, brain, muscles, energy production, and more. Each AM pack contains a Flex and Joint Support, Energy Kickstart, Krill Oil, Nootropic Brain, and Greens Detox Formula. With the PM Pack and the 8-Pack Power Stack, you can rest easy and simplify your routine. Containing 4 original formulas, the PM Rest and Recover Pack will build up your body's defenses and help you get restful, satisfying sleep every night. Containing Bone Support, Krill Oil, Sound Sleep, and Immune Support formulas, the PM Packet was created to support improving your body's bones and immune system, all while you rest from the day's work. When combined with the AM Wake Up and Work Packet, it makes the 8-Pack Power Stack the new can't-miss InfoWars Life product.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I pointed out, they've been able to get monopoly socialism off the market. They created a Twitter tempest over the fact that Hasbro was pointing out the shortcomings of socialism. And so they've now pulled the game from their online store. Target has also done that. And so, they kowtowed to that. But of course, you know, that's the way it is now. You can go on social media, you can complain about anybody or anything, including firearms, and you can get them pulled, right? That's what's going to be happening. And of course, this show has been pulled from YouTube yet again, without any reason, just taken down, no explanation expected. None was ever given when they took down the channel that had 60,000 followers after 8 months, and the other channel, which hadn't had anything posted for 3 years, had 4 years worth of work, they took it down. That's okay. That's all right. That's exactly what is going to be happening in this country. We're going to have to find other ways to get information out other than through the system that was designed by a DARPA psychologist to control your mind. That's what it's about. I've said many times, I'm not going to go into it again. Look up the Milgram experiment and the Ash experiment, and then you'll understand what the internet is designed for. And if you go back and you look at the venture capital firms that came up to help these big tech giants get into business in the late 1990s when it became practical, you will understand who is ultimately behind this. Just like they used to do back in the 80s and 90s for third parties and independents, they would go to the press and they would say, we want you to run the debate. We don't want to have any government connection to it whatsoever, because then if we censored the people who were on the ballot, who jumped through extra hoops to get on the ballot, because, you know, they always have the Democrats and Republicans on the ballot. We had situations where a Republican didn't even bother to file, and it was typically a Democrat district. And so they said, well, why bother? The Democrats are going to win this anyway because of gerrymandering. Now the Democrats are saying, you can't have gerrymandering, when they did that all along. Nevertheless, the Republicans just wouldn't even bother. And we would run a candidate, and then the Republicans, even though the deadline was over, would come in and go to a judge and say, you know, I know that we didn't follow the rules. We didn't even put anybody on the ballot. But it's not in the best interest of the public not to have a third choice. They always say, oh, we don't want more than two people on the ballot, two different parties on the ballot. And yet they had two parties on the ballot. They had a choice. But it wasn't the right choice. And they didn't want to see a libertarian do well against a Democrat. And so the judge said, yeah, you're right. We'll waive all the restrictions for you. And even though the third parties and the independents have to jump through all kinds of hoops, and they did it on time, we'll waive every regulation for you, because the only thing that you have to do is just sign up a candidate. You don't have to do any petitioning or anything. You just have to sign up a candidate. But since you didn't sign up a candidate and you missed the deadline, we'll put you on there anyway. That's the way this works. So as we look at Seattle not able to agree on whether they should use power washes to get off the human excrement on their sidewalks because, you know, that would be racist. It has images of power washers being used on blacks in the past. And I don't think anybody ever used power washers. They might have used water cannons, but that's not really exactly the same thing, is it? They would like to see the police out there bowing and scraping to pick it up individually. That's what the people in Seattle want to see. But the Democrat Party has figured a way to remove some of the excrement from the Democrat debates. They've and they're starting to drop like flies, I guess we could say. Kirsten Gillibrand is the latest Democrat excrement to drop out of the 2020 presidential race. She is, I guess you'll remember her from the last series of debates. She was the only woman running who didn't wear a pantsuit. She wore a dress and just came out railing about, I'm a woman, I'm a woman, I'm a woman. Girl power. Well, now she has bit the dust. She pushed women's issues, reports Washington Examiner, as part of her Brave Wins agenda. Brave Wins, yeah. It included women's issues that help them to win. The winning agenda for women is to have abortion access and affordable child care. That's really what makes women win. That's it right there. And she was so low in the polls that she was even outpolled by fringe candidates like Andrew Yang, the guy who wants to essentially give everybody monopoly socialism. You just collect, you know, $1,000 a month for going around the board. That's basically what it is. Elon Musk likes that guy. That should tell you a great deal about both Elon Musk and Andrew Yang. Nevertheless, Andrew Yang outpolled Kirsten Gillibrand, and she was outpolled by even Marianne Williamson, the New Age cultist. So it was time for her to get out, and she did it before she could say they drove her out by saying she couldn't be in the next debate. Because in the next debate, they're only going to have 10 instead of two dozen. The 20 that they've had before. All right, as we talked about President Trump, and I've got a lot of policy issues with President Trump, quite frankly, I don't support him anymore. I don't support him at all. But when we look at what's going on with Rob Reiner and with Lawrence O'Donnell, this is why we can't have nice debates. Because of the lies that are still being spread by MSNBC and others. And, of course, I saw this report from Lawrence O'Donnell a couple of days ago, and I said, this is absolute nonsense. I have a single anonymous source that tells me that President Trump had his loans guaranteed at Deutsche Bank by Russian oligarchs. Ooh. It's like, come on, give me a break. That's just too convenient. And nobody else is reporting this, and you've only got one source, and it's an anonymous source. You're seriously going to go with this? And he subsequently had not only people at NBC push back against that. A lot of people push back against it. I just decided I wasn't going to talk about it because, quite frankly, there are more important issues than the kind of political fights that are going on in Washington. But let's take a look at this because it is kind of entertaining, especially because you've got entertainers like Rob Reiner, and we're supposed to care what Rob Reiner says about things, demanding that President Trump be indicted simply because Lawrence O'Donnell said, I have a secret source, a single source that has told me that Russians co-signing on President Trump's loans from Deutsche Bank. And so Rob Reiner tweeted out, so now we have Russians co-signing Trump's loans. The mountain of criminality is overwhelming. Impeachment is just the start. Vote him out, then indict him. America deserves a president who isn't a liar, a racist, and a traitor. And he got like 50,000 retweets from people who really want to hear that stuff. But don't you remember who this guy is? You know, I call him Meathead. Maybe a lot of people don't remember Archie Bunker. Let's just play who this guy was and who he is. He's never done anything other than play Meathead, the stupid hard left son-in-law on Archie Bunker's Place. He's never done anything other than that. He's never had any other role. Because he was playing himself. Here is Archie Bunker giving him the nickname Meathead. Video 3.
Tell you something, Mr. Bunker.
No, let me tell you something, Mr. Stivic. You are a meathead.
What did you call me?
And meathead, dead from the neck up.
Yeah, he's dead from the neck up. And President Trump, after this circulated for about a day, started picking up momentum because he went on with who else but Rachel Maddow to put out this bombshell information. President Trump demanded a retraction, had his law firm threaten to sue NBC over slander. His lawyer said these statements are false, defamatory, extremely damaging. The only borrowers under these loans are Trump entities. Mr. Trump is the only guarantor. Numerous documents for each of these loans are also recorded, publicly available, and searchable online. Thus, actual malice can easily be proven based on your reckless disregard of the truth and your unreasonable reliance on alleged source. But, of course, that's the way that MSNBC and CNN do business. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena, in the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of the platforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
We've had this in for 2 weeks. I've been so busy, I haven't talked about it because I've been covering news, but it's very exciting. It's Super Silver Skin Cream. It's got all of these benefits, too many to mention, but it's revolutionary. It's brand new. People are going to love it. Introducing the new Super Silver Skin Cream, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off introductory price. The new Super Silver Skin Cream is the best of both worlds. It helps reduce wrinkles and keep your skin healthy. Super Silver Skin Cream is infused with patented Silver Sol technology. It's used by top hospitals and health clinics to kill off everything from MRSA to Candida fungus. It's also loaded with the best natural ingredients for your skin, like coconut oil, vitamin E. Unlike most skin creams, Super Silver Skin Cream is free of BPA, parabens, harsh preservatives, and sulfates. It's got the highly sought-after hyaluronic acid. We have little tubes of it. We have big tubes of it. This stuff is the real deal. Get Super Silver Skin Cream exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. So please check it out. The new products at InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off as an introductory.
Alex.
Yes.
I got a plug for the Patriot points I get.
Oh, thanks.
I've gotten $180 so far this year, and I feel like I'm stealing from you. I buy so much in the store because, I mean, I don't want to give that money to Walmart. I don't want to give that money to people who are going to donate it to causes I don't believe in, so I'd rather give that money to you. And I'm getting quality product. The products that I do receive have changed my life. I mean, the X2 has really done a lot for me. I've lost weight. My brain works a whole lot better. My kids, they use the toothpaste. My son used to get these little sore throats, and he puts X2 in water and drinks it, and it gets rid of his sore throat.
Sir, let me break this down for you. I want high-quality stuff in there. I want a good price. But I've kind of habituated everybody to where everybody buys when it's 50% off. I'm making $2 on the toothpaste 50% off. And so it's the same thing like the fish oil or the turmeric or the bone broth. Thank you so much for the plugs. But listen, when people get the Patriot points, a lot of times it makes things a loss leader. Because if you're already getting 10% off because you're on auto ship, and then we're doing 50% off, and then you do something like that, where you have Patriot points, we lose money. But that's okay. So thanks for the support.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
So, round and round we go. Where the world's headed, nobody knows.
Welcome back. Yeah, we're not going to have any serious discussion about the Constitution, about 5G, the privacy, the surveillance, the population control aspects of it, or the health aspects of that. We're not going to have any discussion about that. But we are going to talk incessantly about Russia, Russia, Russia. It's absolutely amazing. And so we see this again, Lawrence O'Donnell a couple of days ago. A source close to Deutsche Bank tells me that Trump's tax returns show he pays very little income tax. And more importantly, that his loans have Russian cosigners. It's true. If true, that explains everything. And of course, they jumped on this, all these leftist vegans, like it was red meat. But no, they don't jump on red meat. Anyway, a single source. And he went on with Rachel Maddow to do that. And she's like, what? Really? And he says, yes, they're Russian billionaires who are close to Vladimir Putin. And so even his own co-workers at NBC and MSNBC started having problems with it. Andrew Sarabian said, seriously? He says, yeah, we often have anonymous sources, but we usually have multiple sources, and we make sure they've got direct knowledge and evidence. And he said, but single sourcing scoops, quote unquote, with no evidence or direct knowledge is indefensible and should be rejected by everyone. And then he really got hammered. Lawrence O'Donnell really got hammered. President Trump came in with his lawyer and said, this law firm is litigation counsel for President Trump. Charles Harder of Harder LLP Law Firm wrote to MSNBC executives, we write concerning the false defamatory statements published by Lawrence O'Donnell and NBC. The program and the tweet make false and defamatory statements that Russian oligarchs co-signed loans provided to Mr. Trump. And as I read to you before the break, they said these are false defamatory statements. Numerous documents for each of these loans are recorded, publicly available, and searchable online if you actually want to be a reporter. You know, you actually want to do some research. Or do you just want to put your prejudice and bias and bigotry and hatred out there for everybody to see? It can easily be proven based on your reckless disregard of the truth, writes President Trump's lawyers, and the unreasonable reliance on an alleged quote-unquote source, who you will not even identify in your story and likely are seeking, that source may be seeking to mislead you and the public for political reasons or for other ulterior motives. You know, so maybe Lawrence O'Donnell was the one who was trying to do that, or maybe it was his source. Who knows? That's a charitable interpretation. Not that MSNBC or Rachel Maddow or Lawrence O'Donnell would try to deliberately mislead the public for political reasons or for other ulterior motives, you know, like ratings or attention or anything like that. And so after his own people came after him, and after he got the letter from President Trump's lawyer, Lawrence O'Donnell had this to say.
On this show, I discussed information that wasn't ready for reporting. I repeated statements a single source told me about the president's finances and loan documents with Deutsche Bank, saying, if true, as I discussed the information, was simply not good enough. I did not go through the rigorous verification and standards process here at MSNBC before repeating what I heard from my source. Had it gone through that process, I would not have been permitted to to report it. I should not have said it on air or posted it on Twitter. I was wrong to do so. This afternoon, attorneys for the president sent us a letter asserting the story is false. They also demanded a retraction. Tonight, we are retracting the story. We don't know whether the information is inaccurate, but the fact is we do know it wasn't ready for broadcast, and for that, I apologize.
So he's still trying to hang that out there. Because if it had been vetted in the proper sources, it would not have been released. That's probably, that part of the statement was probably put in there by NBC's lawyers and his bosses, who said, if you want to keep your job, go do this. And then he followed up with this clip. Let's play video clip number 3.
Tell you something, Mr. Bunker.
No, let me tell you something, Mr.
No, that's the wrong one.
You
actually, what he did was he followed up, I think, with stop the hammering, right?
Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer? Where is it?
I don't know. It's
Where's the hammer?
It's
is it
stop
on
the hammer. Everybody
the
is hammering
floor.
Him from
Somebody
every direction. He's got hammering from
hammering.
His fellow employees, hammering
stop
from his superiors.
Stop the hammering!
Hammering from President Trump's lawyers. Everybody is hammering Lawrence O'Donnell. Even Yahoo News is hammering him. he draws an unwanted spotlight to MSNBC. And Yahoo points out that, you know, we live in this kind of world right now where you have people at MSNBC and people like Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon, you know, who opened up in January this year. Sorry, last year. This is CNN Tonight. I'm Don Lemon, and the president of the United States is racist. A lot of us already knew that. See? And, but, you know, that's the way these guys have become. But nevertheless, he was able, O'Donnell and his anonymous source, if in fact he even had an anonymous source, an anonymous single source, they were able to mislead the public for political reasons or for other ulterior motives, and they were able to get the hashtag Russian cosigners trend to number 2 on Twitter. So yeah, they did a lot of damage with that. And you know, when we go back and we look at this, just a reminder, we've got the current tally right now put together by the Daily Caller says there are 15 former spies who work at CNN and MSNBC. Now, isn't this interesting? You know, because for the longest time, we said CNN is the CIA news network. It is now quite literally true. I mean, they're hiring all these people. Latest hire is Andrew McCabe, who is about, it looks like, about to be indicted. And I guess they're going to have, maybe it's a genius move, as some people pointed out. Because if Andrew McCabe is indicted, he can be the first one to break the story for CNN. They can get live reports as he is standing there in front of the judge trying to get bail. So it is a genius move to hire these criminals who were part of the actual foreign interference into our elections. That would be the Langley-London axis, you know, British and U.S. intelligence services, the FBI, the Obama administration. It would be those type of people who are the ones who actually conspired and used people like Lawrence O'Donnell and Rachel Maddow. And they were richly rewarded for that with ratings until they went down. Yeah, I guess when we talk about the Three Stooges, you know, you got Lawrence O'Donnell, he'd be Larry. Moe could be Rachel Maddow. Who would Curly be? Would that be Brian Stelter? No, Brian Stelter, he looks like George Costanza from Seinfeld. I had to come up with somebody else for Larry. Well, we're going to be right back. Stay with us. We're going to have the author of Climate Revolution, The Grand Solar Minimum. Do you think that the sun has something to do with our climate? I mean, that's a really novel idea, isn't it? Maybe it has more to do with the climate than you barbecuing meat in your backyard, or even Beto O'Rourke barbecuing meat in his kitchen. But he's got some real practical advice for what the real problem is coming up, what you can do, not begging the government to do something or to ban something. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
It's just heavy, heavy, heavy. Make no mistake, we're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in Kansas anymore.
If you have a corrupt media, you don't have a democracy.
I don't think we've seen division like this in America since Vietnam. But it's a form of fascism.
The High Court will examine free speech rights and social media.
Multiple online platforms have now taken down content associated with Alex Jones and InfoWars.
First they come for Alex Jones, everyone else like dominoes would fall. We're not in Kansas anymore.
You can't watch this. The movie, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies. And the way they did so is because they faced no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change. And they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trust of the 19th century, who ran American politics and ran America. Economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression. The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world to make real the actions of independent free speech, to make real the original promise of an independent free press. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shape people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw, even it is what you just saw.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago, and we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied. And we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I think you're going to really enjoy this segment. We're going to be talking to David Dubine. He's written a book called The Climate Revolution, The Grand Solar Minimum. Yeah, there is climate change that's happening. It happens all the time. It goes through cycles. And there's something that is about to happen right now. We're coming up to a climate cycle. And it's very, very different from what the governments and the United Nations have been telling everybody. And he's written a book about it. He also has very practical ideas for not only how to understand what's coming, but also to prepare, to adapt, and to thrive. How the Sun Will Affect Society, Economy, and Food Prices by David Dubin. That's the name of the book is Climate Revolution. We'll talk to him in just one moment. Before we do, I just want to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to do a complete interview with him. Won't be interrupted by a plug. Right now, we're clearing out our warehouse to make way for some new inventory. We just got our newest product in, Super Silver Skin Cream. I've heard so much about that that I've ordered it myself for my family. Everybody in the crew that has tried it is just raving about it. It's a skin cream with a lot of natural ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, many other things, but it also has nano silver from the powerful Silver Sol technology that helps to heal your skin. So along with these other products, it's got nano silver in it, and from what everybody's been saying, it is very, very effective. Never felt their skin smoother. So I'm anxious to try that with my family. But we also are clearing out our warehouse in another couple of ways as well. When you purchase DNA Force Plus, we're also going to give you a free bottle of Carnivore 90 Count. And if you buy our second best-selling formula, Super Male Vitality, you'll get a bottle of Carnivore 30, that's a 30 count, for free. So these are two great deals that we've got right now, as well as our newest product, Super Silver Skin Cream. You'll find all those at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go to our guest, David Dubin. And again, you can find him. His website is oilseedcrops.org. And he's got a lot of video and social media channels that use the handle Adapt2030. So you'll find him on YouTube. You'll find him on Steemit, on Minds, on Gab, on BitChute, on Brighteon, and on Twitter, Adapt2030. On Facebook, his handle is Mini Ice Age. So joining us now is David Dubin. Thank you for joining us, David.
Yeah, David, thanks for having me on. I would like tonight to be able to interweave a lot of pieces that we see going on across the planet that seem to make no sense whatsoever in terms of banking, finance, government, censorship. But if you see what's really coming in a 400-year cycle that will absolutely have a reset for society effect that's mappable in cycles going back based on solar activity, not CO2, you can see how the governments would really need to start to control people, reel it in. You can see how the police state's been unfurled since 9/11, all just in time for this reset that we're going to go through. And now tonight when we do talk, I don't want this to be about fear. It's not a fear-mongering type of discussion. It's more about, here's the problem. Now let's talk about some solutions, because we're all in this together, all of
us.
Yeah,
I think it's very interesting, too.
We're going to go through this.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting, too. When I looked at this, I thought, well, that's interesting, because we have a climate cycle that's going to align with this UN 2030 agenda. And I've talked for quite some time about a historical cycle of generations that Strauss and Howe talked about, the fourth turning. That also aligns with this same date. So we got two cycles, one that's been identified historically from a human standpoint throughout history, and another one that is an historical meteorological phenomenon, both of those coinciding all at once. And, I mean, if we just look at the human side, the political, historical side of that, that's concerning enough because, you know, we see this type of cycle happening every 80 years and, you know, the fourth turning. Last time we had that go through, we had the Great Depression, World War II. Prior to that, we had the Civil War. Prior to that, we had the American Revolution. So these things are, that's significant enough. But now we have a solar cycle. Tell us a little bit about how you got interested in this. What were you doing to get you interested in solar activity?
I wasn't really interested in it before, and then I started buying coffee in Myanmar back in 2012 in the Shan State. But at that time when we went there to talk to the farmers and take a look at what they had in terms of beans or how large their plantations were, they were telling us that they had to overplant by about 12 to 14% due to the die-off because of the cold. And they also told us about how the top leaf had some damage on it due to cold. The cold seemed to be getting a little bit colder every single winter. And then the beans, the density inside, because they had these microspherial pockets of water that froze solid. And when they thawed out, it left a gap in the bean. So the density was less. So they were talking about roasting and, you know, if it's going to get cooler, the profile inside the bean, the holes are going to get a little bigger year on year. I hadn't heard any of this. I was brought up, you know, in the same narrative, warm, warm, warm CO2. So then I started to take a look, you know, what's causing the cold? And right away I ran into John Casey's work. And then, from there it was all about the 400-year cycle. And this cycle is the civilization cycle as well.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about that because as you point out, you know, we've had all these, you know, false prophecies about how the polar ice caps are going to be gone. And we've had year after year, we have expeditions that go up to measure how thick the polar ice is and they get stuck because it's way thicker than they ever expected. And of course, they haven't melted. And when this Earth Day and climate change narrative began, they were talking about cooling coming up. And then real quickly, they switched it and they did a full 180 and started talking about global warming. And now since that hasn't happened, since their prophecies have failed, now they're just talking about climate change in general, but they've got everybody to think that it's going to be warming, and yet you observed exactly the opposite there in Myanmar. What did you find out when you started looking at solar activity? Talk about the Eddy Grand Solar Minimum. Talk about that a little bit.
Right. So these grand solar minimums, they come in 400-year durations, and the Chinese have mapped them out really well. And I was working in China for a couple of years, so I'm a fan of Chinese history. But I also noticed right away that they kept collapsing. All these dynasties never lasted longer than 400 years. And I encourage anybody out there to do the research and try to disprove that. But, you know, the Chinese emperors are on the same solar cycle. So Jack Eddy is the one who did the research, and that's why it's called the Eddy Minimum. But if you start to look back every 400 years, they'll see the way the solar cycle came with a small peak followed by a large peak. And that's the way that they know that it's going to decrease in activity. And if it happens only once every 400 years, I encourage you to go back in history and look what happened in 1640. Go back to 800 AD. Go back to the late antique little ice age. Go back to the turn of the 2000 and go back to 2400 BC and just keep going back in time. And then see what kind of historical outcomes there were in terms of economic collapse, population migration, wars, and then the opportunities that would have arisen during that time if you could have helped somebody come through these kind of transition points or the hourglass squeeze points, if you will. It's mappable. A lot of astrophysicists currently are talking about it. And for me, I just don't understand why our corporate media won't at least bring out the possibility of a second causation for all the changes we're seeing instead of CO2. It's not science. It's narrative now. It's far past anything that's discussable. You're banned if you talk about it censored. I mean, I have censorship going on left, right, and center on my social media feeds.
They just call you a conspiracy theorist and they kick you off. As a matter of fact, I have just to try to illustrate the point in the past, I've said, well, you know, you don't think that the sun really is the predominant effect on our climate? Seriously? Just think about the fact that the slight tilt of the earth creates the four seasons. You know, just that little bit of a difference there. So you don't think that an increase or decrease in solar activity would affect the planet far more than anything that we do? And of course, we've seen CO2 go up very high, but of course, they haven't seen the corresponding increase in temperature. And that's one of the models that has failed here. But everybody is familiar with the solar cycles. There's been a little bit of a talk about that. But this is a very different thing. The grand solar minimum, the solar cycles, and we'll talk about that when we come back. We've got to take a break. Talk about the difference between the two of those. But we're also going to talk about things that people can do to prepare for themselves. One of the key things that we need to understand, and I hammer this all the time, is we're not going to get any help from above, from Washington. The government is not there to bail you out. They're to bail themselves out. They're going to protect themselves. If they see something coming, they're going to hide in a hole in the ground. You better have a hole to hide in as well if you see something coming.
We've had this in for 2 weeks. I've been so busy, I haven't talked about it because I've been covering news, but it's very exciting. It's Super Silver Skin Cream. It's got all of these benefits, too many to mention, but it's revolutionary. It's brand new. People are going to love it. Introducing the new Super Silver Skin Cream, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off introductory price. The new Super Silver Skin Cream is the best of both worlds. It helps reduce wrinkles and keep your skin healthy. Super Silver Skin Cream is infused with patented Silver Sol technology. It's used by top hospitals and health clinics to kill off every everything from MRSA to Candida fungus. It's also loaded with the best natural ingredients for your skin, like coconut oil, vitamin E. Unlike most skin creams, Super Silver Skin Cream is free of BPA, parabens, harsh preservatives, and sulfates. It's got the highly sought-after hyaluronic acid. We have little tubes of it. We have big tubes of it. This stuff is the real deal. Get Super Silver Skin Cream exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. So please check it out, the new products at InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off as an introductory. Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling.
As we witness the most disastrous geological activity in recorded history, the globalists are backed into a corner, and the leftists are pushing for civil war. Borders are being broken and sovereignty is being challenged. The world is going to change, and how it changes will likely be decided by those who are prepared to stay strong when the system fails. The system is vulnerable. Electricity could be gone in an instant, and grocery stores could be empty in 3 days. Having storable foods and the ability to purify water will give you a fighting chance in the next level. And being without puts you at the mercy of others or makes you a slave to a dying system. Buy storable foods and an Alexa Pure Gravity water filter today. Support mankind by being prepared. And support freedom by buying from InfoWarsStore.com.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every InfoWarrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silversol in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out.
Oh, absolutely. I'll stay as long as you want.
Your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to David Dubine. He has written a book about climate change, but it's a different perspective of climate change. First of all, you know, we've seen climate change. First, it was global cooling. We're going to go into a new ice age. That was back in the early 70s. Then they rapidly switched around and said, no, we're going to have all the polar ice caps melt. The coasts are going to flood and so forth. And then when they're models that predicted a rise in CO2 and a corresponding rise in temperature. Remember that hockey stick from man and how that was being sold as part of Al Gore's narrative? Remember how the polar ice caps were going to be gone 2009, 2000? You know, we had all the different predictions of when the polar ice caps were going to be gone. None of that happened. And quite frankly, as we were talking about this last week with Obama buying that $15 million mansion there in Martha's Vineyard, they don't believe that it's going to flood anytime soon. They wouldn't be doing that right now. And you see the real estate prices all around the coasts going up all the time, whether it's Miami or Malibu. It doesn't matter. They're all increasing in price. So the elites clearly don't believe what they're telling you if you look at their actions. But if you don't understand the importance of the sun on climate, you need to pay attention to what David Dubin is saying. Climate revolution, the grand solar minimum. And David, you talk about solar sunspot cycles that are typically about 11 years on time. But tell us a little bit about the difference between a typical solar cycle and a grand solar minimum.
When we come into right now, what you're seeing across the media, corporate media, is about the 11-year cycle. Right now we're in the solar minimum on the 11-year cycle. But this only lasts for a couple of years. But this grand solar minimum lasts for more than a decade. And temperatures are going to drop about 2 degrees Celsius globally. But the thing is, that affects our food production. The global grain production, the global fruit, nuts, vegetable production. We need to eat every day. So as the prices of our food continue to rise, people are going to pull out of the greater spending economy because already you're seeing, you know, pretty good sized food rises depending on where you're living in the world. And then you see some inavailability on store shelves. You have to wonder why there's not canned peas or canned fruits. Why did they just disappear now? And then people are spending much more for food. They're going to pull out of the other parts of the economy that they would normally spend. And this is a fingerprint of the grand solar minimum. As food prices rise, people continually pull out more and more and more money because if your food prices double or triple, you're going to have to eat every day. Like you cannot drive a car. We can carpool. That's fine. I could walk, ride a bike. I could, you know, get a solution for that. But there's no solution for not eating. And this is why we see the plagues come through. During the historical cycles, the plagues always come through because people aren't eating enough. Their immune systems become depleted. And then these plagues just sweep through. Like today, we don't have plagues on the planet because our immune systems are strong. We have enough nutrition, enough micronutrients. These are the things that are going to be lacking as we move forward. You know, people are going to need to start to grow some of their own food. I mean, a lot of it, actually, because what nature provides for us is going to be greatly diminished moving forward. And I encourage everybody to look at a history book and see how these wars started as, you know, other powers were going looking for new grow zones or just trying to outright steal food from other countries that had it in Europe, Asia, wherever you look across the Incan Empire, empires, fiefdoms, kingdoms, kings, queens, and everything, it collapses during these cycles. And it's not
very troubling when you look at this. It's very troubling when you look at this, David, because, you know, I've talked about the fourth turning. They actually talk about how, you know, we have seasons of cultural seasons, societal seasons and everything driven by generational change. And they actually, you know, talk about the four different seasons and the fourth turning. We're coming up to that. We have economic issues because we've been building a massive economic bubble. So we have a lot of people concerned about economic issues with that. But when you look at this grand solar minimum cycle, as you point out, it's different from the 11-year solar cycle. It's you have here 414-year cycle, and there have been correlations, as you pointed out in the last segment, between that 414-year cycle and Chinese dynasties and so forth rising and falling. And when we look at the effect, the shock that goes through our economy when we have some kind of a financial shock, a bubble burst, or when we have something like an oil disruption or an energy disruption, as we saw in the 70s, people are concerned about that type of thing. But when you're talking about this climate issue, you're talking about a disruption in food production, and that's going to be even more pronounced as an economic collapse, even if it was just by itself. But it looks like we've got all these different cycles that are lining up all at once. So let's talk a little bit about, because you're kind of focused from an agricultural standpoint, and again, the most important thing is going to be whether or not you can eat. So talk about some of the real positive things that people can do to protect themselves without having to depend on the government to give them a hand up.
Yeah, and please understand that they haven't warned you up until this point, and we're already in it where we're starting to see crop declines already this year, especially with the United States Department of Agriculture putting out fictitious numbers saying that we're going to increase corn production, although it's the lowest planting that we've had since 1938. So you have to realize that you're going to have to take your own sovereignty back, that nobody is coming to help you. We can do it. We've done it through history. It's easy to bring together communities and start to figure out how to grow your own food. Now, there's nurseries around you. There's ag co-ops. There's many places that you can find information on the types of plants that grow in your local area. Now, you're not just going to go whip out there and grow a bunch of plants. What you need to focus on is the nutrient-dense, micronutrient-rich foods that are easy to grow, that can take some stress in terms of soil moisture or maybe some heat, some cold. Early frost is what are expected as we move forward here. Exceptional amounts of rain as more cloud cover because of the galactic cosmic rays. But you're going to need to come together with neighbors, friends, family, and community together, because that's always as it's been through history.
Mm-hmm.
Communities survive. Individuals don't.
Talk a little bit about what the special challenges are going to be for people who might already have some knowledge about hydroponics or aquaponics or some of these other things, because you're talking about solar insulated greenhouses and stuff. With a change that you're talking about, it might be something a little bit different.
Could be. And when, after you have an enormous amount of food that you've grown, you have to start to think about storage, preparation. How do you prepare that for long term? Well, whatever way you need to prepare it so you can keep it over winter or over year. And how do you keep that free from pests? How are you going to keep it free from fungus? And we are going to have to harden what we grow in terms of greenhouses. Right now, the hail size is increasing and it shall increase even further. You know, during the Maunder minimum, which was the grand solar minimum in the 1640s, they talked about 5-pound hailstones coming down.
Wow.
So this would smash wooden buildings. You know, hardening or thinking about how to bring a structure that it could withstand higher winds, more rain, definite hail damage. But then you start to look back in the ancients and we find these underground cities, we find dolmens, and you need to understand, you know, cycles are repeating. Will it repeat the exact same? No, but we have far better tech right now. So I have vertical grow towers that are making on an automated water system to grow 108 different plants coming out of tubes. So we have the, like you talked about, the aquaponics, the aeroponics, and different ways that we can grow food faster, better, target plants, save us more energy, and we could use that in other ways to be able to prepare or think about outdoor agriculture combined with indoor agriculture. I think it's going to be a new multi-billion dollar industry, the indoor agriculture, the retrofitting of disused shopping malls, parking garages, and things like this that can be turned into new food grow centers. And these will become very prosperous as food will become the most valuable commodity on the planet.
Energy, well, that's great, because that's something that people can do for their own use. But if you got ahead of the curve here, it's something that you could build a business out of as well. One of the things that you mentioned, you sent me the introduction to your book. You talk about protected agriculture and solar insulated greenhouses. You talk about it being combined with either a mushroom grow facility or a converted shipping container. Talk a little bit about that. Why would you add mushrooms to a grow facility?
Well, mushrooms have an enormous amount of micronutrients as well, but at the same time, when they're growing, they off-gas CO2. And everybody's talking about how bad CO2 is, but commercial greenhouse growers pump their greenhouses full of CO2 up to around 1,200 parts per million to increase the yield. So
yeah,
when we're talking
exactly.
about
Plants
symbiosis, they love it. And talk about symbiosis where you're getting double saleable products, because mushrooms are very, very, very easy to dehydrate and then keep for a long time. And, you know, think about ways that if you had a freeze dryer right now, if you had a commercial freeze dryer, you would also almost make a vertical system here with the freeze drying. You could take the food. If you had the Mylar packs, you could pack it yourself and then you could store that. And that could be a tradable commodity as well, because the economy is going to shift so greatly that it's truly unthinkable of how much it's going to collapse.
That's fascinating. We've got to take a quick break, but hang on. You've got, you can stay with us for at least another segment, I think. We're going to be right back with David Dubine. And again, his book is Climate Revolution, and you can find him at DAP 2030.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity.
There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've had this in for 2 weeks. I've been so busy, I haven't talked about it because I've been covering news, but it's very exciting. It's Super Silver Skin Cream. It's got all of these benefits, too many to mention, but it's revolutionary. It's brand new. People are going to love it. Introducing the new Super Silver Skin Cream, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off introductory price. The new Super Silver Skin Cream is the best of both worlds. It helps reduce wrinkles and keep your skin healthy. Super Silver Skin Cream is infused with patented Silver Sol technology. It's used by top hospitals and health clinics to kill off everything from MRSA to Candida fungus. It's also loaded with the best natural ingredients for your skin, like coconut oil, vitamin E. Unlike most skin creams, Super Silver Skin Cream is free of BPA, parabens, harsh preservatives, and sulfates. It's got the highly sought-after hyaluronic acid. We have little tubes of it. We have big tubes of it. This stuff is the real deal. Get Super Silver Skin Cream exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. So please check it out, the new products at InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off as an introductory.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to David Dubine, and he has written a book about a real climate change that appears to be happening already, something that we've seen before. You know, we have the 11-year solar minimums. We're in one of those right now. But, of course, there's also another cycle, the grand solar minimum that's on a cycle of about 414 years, and that is also about to come upon us, and that is a much, much bigger deal. Do you think that the sun has an effect on your climate? Well, David talks about that, and he also talks about things that you can do to prepare individually. You can find him, by the way, on many different outlets under the handle Adapt2030. He's got a YouTube channel, Steemit, Minds, Gab, BitChute, Brighteon, Twitter, all those Adapt2030. And his website is oilseedcrops.org, and the book is Climate Change Revolution, The Grand Solar Minimum, How to Understand, Prepare, Adapt, and Thrive, How the Sun Will Affect Society, Economy, and Food Prices. And again, the most important of all this is making sure that you'll be able to eat. That is the fundamental thing. All the rest of these things are going to be affected. But we were just talking, David, about the many different ways that people could get together in their community, start to learn and understand how to grow their own food because that's very difficult for most people now. Most people don't have any hands-on experience for anything other than a video game controller.
You know, and lucky for us, it is a cycle, so we're not going into this blind. It's happened before repeatedly, so if we can learn those lessons from history. And each of us has a special skill set that can provide value in the transition time here. So you might be skilled with construction. Well, we're going to need different R values in the home, so we're going to need to harden our grow facilities and processing facilities for food. There's just so many ways that you can think about using your skill set to try to solve a pinch point or a pain point as we move forward. And the medium of exchange is also going to change greatly. I mean, these fiat currencies are already just at the cusp right now. Oh, yeah. I think the powers that be are stringing us along as they can, because we start to see shortages of cans, and we saw the shortages of ammo not too long ago. The long-term food storage shortages where they bought all the warehouses out across the United States. So it seems that, you know, as governments are preparing behind the scenes, they don't want you as an individual competing with their supply chain. Because if 7 billion people woke up and said, I want the same stuff today, well, that's not going to work. So if you had the media in your pocket, you could continue to string along the masses here, if you will, and keep everybody looking the other direction while you're doing something the 180 difference behind. But we know what's going to happen, and your skill set is solving somebody's problem. And that comes in a myriad of forms. And this is where your creativity comes in, and where you can see the biggest opportunity in human history. Because as the world we know it is going to shift into something so different that it's unthinkable right now in terms. We have a good idea based on the past, but as we really shift in, there's so many more people now. There's 8 billion people now. Before, when this happened, you know, there were about 750 to 800 million. There's 10 times more people, which means 10 times more opportunity and 10 times more solutions that will need to come through.
That's right, and 10 times more danger if you don't have those appropriate items there. But, of course, as we saw with the Cold War, the government was preparing to protect itself and not the public. And as we just saw in the story yesterday, you had DARPA saying, we got to have some kind of a multi-story underground facility, and we need it by 5 o'clock Friday. Anybody can help us out there? And people said, this looks pretty ominous. What's going on? They said, yeah, it looks kind of ominous to us, too. You can never get any answers. You always get this kind of cryptic secrecy as well as misinformation telling you the exact opposite of what they believe is really going to occur. And so that's the takeaway, the key takeaway here. And that's why your book, I think, is so important, because you've got a lot of very concrete ideas about how people can learn these skills, what skills are going to need, the types of challenges that are going to be coming with this type of change in the climate. Can you stay with us one more segment?
I sure can.
All right, we're going to be right back. One more segment with David Dubine. Again, talking about not global warming, not man-made global warming, but solar minimums, the grand solar minimum that may be coming to affect your food. What can you do to not only survive, but to thrive and to profit from it? We'll be right back.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness. You can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to talk a little bit more about what you can do to protect yourself against a well-established trend, and that is the grand solar minimum comes around about every 400 years, about every 414 years, quite frankly. And this is different from the 11-year solar cycle that we typically see, that we have already observed effects of that, but it's going to be much more intense. Our guest, David Dubine, has written a book about this. He first noticed this as he was involved in a coffee bean acquisition in Myanmar, and he began talking to people and said, wait a minute, I thought we were having a global warming. That's what everybody's been telling us, and the government does not want to talk about the sun and about the decline in solar activity. As a matter of fact, David, they're pushing us in the direction of getting all of our energy from solar panels. Just the opposite. They're putting us in a different direction.
And you can't tax the sun. That's inconvenient. And also the solar panel, you're looking for about a 10 to 12% decline as we march down through this, because the watts per square meter that are coming down in the total solar irradiance are going to decrease by about 6 watts per square meter out of 1,360. But that's enough to affect solar panel output. Mm-hmm. Now, also, I'm going to give you a quick timeline here. The global awareness to what's happening should occur right around 2021. So you still have another year and a half or so to be able to prepare without so much competition out there. But as the crop failures come through this year and then amplify next year to the point where people's food prices truly are doubling and tripling, they're going to start to ask a lot of questions as to what's going on. And the volcanic eruptions, the 2 stratospheric eruptions are already starting. We're seeing moderate cooling that they're trying to explain now, the purple sunsets because of a sulfur dioxide further up in the stratosphere coming out. Mainstream media now talking about why those sunsets are purple. So then the first real crop shortage is to the point where it tips our society, 2023. And then you could see why, you know, 9/11 was a convenient excuse to roll out the police state without, you know, tripping any wires for people to ask too many questions. It almost seemed logical to fight terrorism. But in fact, imagine if they were getting ready for this point right now to control crowds. Well, I was thinking also, you know, there's not enough soldiers on the street, but if you roll out 5G and you can use a frequency control grid, you could actually control an enormous amount of citizens with very few people if you're using frequency-based control devices. You know, we see it on the top of Humvees with the dishes. Yeah. Now just roll it out into a city grid. So now I'm really starting to put a lot more pieces together because angry people are violent, unpredictable people. And, you know, the food assistance program, let's say they can't afford their food. It only takes about 10% of a society that starts becoming unruly before they're going to have to unroll the police state out on the streets because, you know, you can't have that many people going awry in a city. People will join them and then just things will break down. There won't be deliveries here, there and everywhere. And you can start to see the trace back. Businesses will close. I mean, look at Hong Kong. Things are just closing and it's not that violent yet. So economy hugely affected in Hong Kong. But can you imagine if 10% of the people on the streets are rioting because they don't have food, literally, where they're going to break into homes to go get food? I mean, you're going to need to control that. And I can see why a lot of things have been implemented over the last 20 years.
Well, certainly that is one aspect of 5G, as I've been reporting. Dr. Alan Fry, who, you know, studied this for the Navy as well as for the Army, going back to the 1960s, said, hey, in some of my experiments, I can pacify rats by using electromagnetic frequency. And we also had Dr. Michael Aquino, who was with the NSA, bragging in his Mind Wars book about how you could pacify the population using electromagnetic radiation. I thought it was kind of interesting that, you know, as he was doing his research, Dr. Fry, for the naval research facilities, that you had that Navy Yard shooter, right? This is my extremely low-frequency gun, my elf gun, you know, when he had been complaining about voices in his head. And so they understand these different aspects of this. And again, as you pointed out, you know, this may be all part of trying to push us in a different direction. But let's talk a little bit about some more of the preparedness stuff. You've got some information about what types of seeds people need to be focused on, the best types of crops for optimal yield and nutrition, because you're going to need to be able to do this in your own space with your own community. If you don't have a very large area to grow stuff on in your own plot, if you don't have, you know, if you're kind of in a suburban area, you're going to need to work with other people in your community because you're going to be limited on land and where you can put structures and so forth. So talk a little bit about that. Talk about the kind of crops that you need to focus on.
Yeah, first thing about the disused space on rooftops that's easily accessible and easily protectable. There's going to be entire industries that come out. Right now I have an urban balcony garden that I'm working with and I'm focusing on superfoods. Moringa oleifera, gynura, goji berries, which are the red berries I see in a lot of different health food stores, and spirulina algae to get a little raceway pond going there. So regionally or locally, you're going to have different superfoods that are growing that have more vitamins and more minerals, micronutrients than any other. So you have to look regionally where you are, depending on continentally where you are and depending on if you're more northerly in Canada or like the hask berry really grows well in cold conditions. Well, if you don't farm that, it's not really a commercially farmed product, but it's an incredibly nutritious berry. You might want to think about pulling some of these more wildcrafted foods in. And I encourage everybody to take a wildcrafting class. Actually go out with people in the forest, see what's growing out there. Find out what the Native American Indians used to use for medicines that you could grow easily or food sources that kept them alive during famines. And, you know, go with what grows naturally because we've transplanted so many things. But why don't we reverse that and go right back into nature? Because it's going to be more about a local solution for you locally. Because what I'm talking about here 5,000 miles from you is not going to be the same solution, but it's going to be the same blueprint. You're going to have to seek out these plants that grow well. And again, it's... There's local nurseries around. There's people that have 50 years of experience and you're coming in day one or week one or year one. You have to go to people with far more experience than you. And I highly encourage you to seek them out. They're all over the place from the co-ops and the government ag bureaus and also, again, private nurseries, private plant sellers, people who refine foods. And you should know at least where on the rail lines where your food's coming into the depots in your city or where the food storehouses are that then on sell or transport to the supermarkets that will quickly run out of food. Like you need to do a little research and backtrack to where is this food supply flow into the major points in your city. Start to talk to those people, see what they have. There's an enormous amount of information to be gleaned from people involved in the entire food chain supply to get you what you need to eat, because that'll be the most important thing moving forward. And if you're in the center of that, you'll be much more protected and much more at ease mentally. You won't have the fear. You won't have the fright. You won't have the panic. You're going to make better decisions by being more informed and knowing that if something really happens, that you know what to do because you've already made a plan for it, versus something happens like the New Madrid fault zone perhaps has an earthquake and we lose our gas lines, our power lines, water. And then what? If you're not prepared or even thinking about it, you're going to absolutely freeze in the first few hours. Where myself, I would already say, all right, minute number one, I'm going into action. I already have a plan ready. And that's more what it is, mental, physical, and spiritual, you know, preparation as we move forward into these changes. Read a history
book.
That's
the key thing, too, because, you know, you always have to prepare. And you never know exactly when something is going to happen or what the challenge is going to be. But just as we see a hurricane building up right now, heading for the East Coast, a lot of these things that you prepare, if it's going to be some kind of a long-term change, like you're talking about this grand solar minimum, something that's going to negatively affect the climate, take the temperatures down like 2 degrees over a 10-year period, that's one type of challenge. But a lot of the stuff that you would do to prepare for that would be something that would help you for a lot of other types of things. If we have some other natural disaster that's going to impact our food supply. And as you point out in this book, you know, we all understand, if we think about it a little bit, just how fragile our infrastructure has become because we've got this just-in-time delivery system. Nobody's really got much storage of anything. We see that every time there's a natural disaster.
And why should we be relying on systems so much when we can rely on ourselves? I mean, they have taught us this for the last, what, 2 generations, that we need to rely on a supermarket. Well, my grandparents used to grow their own food. We would go work in the summer on the farm and in the garden every single summer. You know, why don't we bring that back? Why aren't people growing their own food? It'd be much healthier. You're more close to the land. You understand. And it also gives you an advantage if there is a disaster or something, that you have a local food supply. And you have the skill to start that mechanism again in case all the plants are wiped out. No problem. I know how to put a seed in the ground and get it to grow. I know about making, say, beam remediation for the fertilizer, for the soil, try to get these plants growing, how to collect them, how to harvest.
Well, you absolutely do, David. And it is, your book is a wealth of information, not only making the case that we may be coming up to this super challenge, but real practical advice on how to deal with it. Again, the book is Climate Revolution, and his handle on a variety of platforms is Adapt2030. Thank you so much, David Dubine.
It's just heavy, heavy, heavy. Make no mistake, we're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in Kansas anymore.
If you have a corrupt media, you don't have a democracy.
I don't think we've seen division like this in America since Vietnam. But it's a form of fascism.
The High Court will examine free speech rights and social media.
Multiple online platforms have now taken down content associated with Alex Jones and InfoWars.
First they come for Alex Jones, everyone else like dominoes would fall. We're not in Kansas anymore.
You can't watch this. The movie, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
One half of the incredible 8-pack power stack, the AM Wake Up and Work Packet, is exactly what you need to start your day right. The pack contains 5 original formulas built to fuel your day and take care of your body's individual needs in the morning, targeting the heart, brain, muscles, energy production, and more. Each AM pack contains a Flex and Joint Support, Energy Kickstart, Krill Oil, Nootropic Brain, and Greens Detox Formula. With the PM Pack and the 8-Pack Power Stack, you can rest easy and simplify your routine. Containing 4 original formulas, the PM Rest and Recover Pack will build up your body's defenses and help you get restful, satisfying sleep every night. Containing Bone Support, Krill Oil, Sound Sleep, and Immune Support formulas, the PM Packet was created to support improving your body's bones and immune system, all while you rest from the day's work. When combined with the AM Wake Up and Work Packet, it makes the 8-Pack Power Stack the new can't-miss InfoWars Life product.
I talk about this on the air, and I know it sinks into people, but I've decided that we're going to kind of reboot all our supplements, in that if you go back 5-6 years ago, before all the censorship and attacks and fake lawsuits, the rest of it, I would talk about how great the products are and how they were the best and why they were, and I'd have doctors on and experts to explain why they were so good. And instead, the last few years, I'm like, hey, we need to really support us, or they'll shut us down. The biggest thing people like to buy is supplements because they know how great they are and how wonderful they work. And the left always has headlines everywhere. Jones sells unapproved supplements that he claims are supplements. No, under federal law since 1996, you can't say that a supplement has been through the FDA because they have no jurisdiction and won't look at it. But then they say you've got to say it's not approved by them. And all drugs are is the system trying to tweak what's in Mother Nature and manipulate it and do different things. And a lot of drugs work great. They have side effects, not with Mother Nature. But Big Pharma doesn't want you knowing about God's medicine chest. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality metal gabalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'm going to open up the phone lines if you want to call in. The number is 888-201-2244 if you want to join the program. Again, that number is 888-201-2244 if you'd like to join the program. Make a comment about what we've talked about today or what we've talked about in the last week, because we've talked about a lot of major sea change issues that have happened. You know, we had the G7 that everybody was talking about over the weekend, but I'm telling you, the real issue was what happened at Jackson Hole with the central bankers of the world and with Mark Carney, the outgoing Bank of England head, their central bank, saying we've got to remove the U.S. dollar as reserve currency and we're going to replace it with some kind of a cryptocurrency. You know, like maybe Facebook's Libra currency, something like that. Yeah, there are big sea change issues coming at us. We've got a fourth turning, a political, historical, cultural season of life. And then as you just heard from David Dubine, we are in the midst of a solar cycle and something that is even bigger, a grand solar minimum that is about to come. That's going to have major effects on our climate that'll be exactly the opposite of what the government has been telling us. Imagine that. Imagine that they would tell us just the opposite of what is going to be happening and that they would be closed mouth about things that they would prepare for themselves as they are telling us to do just the opposite in our preparations. You know, I saw this article from the College Fix. Half of college students believe in God We Trust should be removed from U.S. currency. While we got the central bankers deciding they're going to remove U.S. currency altogether, they want to go to electronic money. They want to get rid of cash. But they especially want to get rid of the U.S. dollar. And now you've got half of the college students are on board with getting rid of God off of our money. In God we trust. Because they don't trust in God. Let's be honest about it. I mean, that generation, they will do that. The current college generation, I'm sure that they will be happy to do that. And just come clean. Because they don't believe in God. They believe that government is God. Government is their God. They pray to government to fix every problem in their lives. No problem is too big that it can't be fixed by government. And everything should be done by the government. and the biggest government. Government truly is their God. Just take a look at the troubling issues that I see on both the left and the right. I was very alarmed by the Obama worship as he was rising to power, just as I was very alarmed by the Trump worship, the God Emperor talk and so forth, and the, give him carte blanche to do anything that he wants. Never criticize him on the issues because he is, he's our guy and so forth. That kind of tribalism, but also that kind of emperor worship is a very, very troubling. But it all flows out of what has happened as we've made government our God. This was a survey of 1,001 college students done across the country by the College Fix. They found out of those 1,000 students, 53% said, well, we should keep In God We Trust. The other 45% said it should be removed. We live in a secular nation, not a theocracy. It's best to remove it, said one Clemson student. Well, actually, no, we do live in a theocracy. The theocracy, though, worships government as God. Here's an example. Democrats passed their first of its kind resolution this last Saturday, recognizing the ethical soundness and the importance of religiously unaffiliated Americans, while contending that those atheist Americans share the Democrat Party's values. So they explicitly criticized churchgoers, and the DNC applauded, quote, non-religious Americans. The resolution passed at the DNC's summer meeting was championed by the Secular Coalition of America. This is a group that lobbies on behalf of atheists, agnostics, and humanists in public policy. They said it was the first time even the Democrats had embraced American non-believers in that way. They said that in the resolution, they said the Democrat Party recognizes that morals, values, and patriotism are not unique to any particular religion. They're not necessarily reliant on having any religious worldview at all. And they're very proud of the fact that overwhelmingly atheists share the Democrat Party's values, 70% of them voting for Democrats in 2018, 80% supporting same-sex marriage, 61% saying immigrants make American society stronger. And so as we see that type of thing, you also see the backhand given to religious Americans. The resolution criticizes religious Americans and said those most loudly claiming that morals, values, and patriotism must be defined by their particular religious views have used those religious views with misplaced claims of religious liberty. Yeah, see, you need to embrace the gender confusion of children as young as kindergarten. They are grooming these kids for the pedophile elite and for the pedophiles throughout, not just the elitists, but the pedophiles throughout CPS. That's what this is about. And if you oppose that or anything else, this is when we look at the Supreme Court decision that's coming up to determine the basis, the definition of sex. Now they define everything, right? So why wouldn't they define sex? Well, they're planning on doing that. And the whole point behind that is it's going to set up a clash over free speech. You're not going to be allowed to speak against this, or you will be determined to be racist. You'll be, that's where I see on social media. And you're not going to be able to exercise your free religion, because you will all be bowing at the altar that's been constructed by the LGBT. And here is the prime example of this, Buttigieg. Buttigieg talking about religion yet again, how much he hates yours and how much you should worship him. And yet the bottom line is that as you've got AP News putting him out there saying, yes, we erroneously reported that his father was a former Roman Catholic. Actually, he wasn't, but they were trying to do everything they could to make him look as pious and as Christian as possible. No, I think his, Buttigieg's father was actually an ordained Marxist professor, an agitator. That's really what he was. He was not a Roman Catholic, at any time, I don't think. But he is basically, as AP points out, doing a faith-based appeal to voters for his 2020 bid. We talked about this last week. CJ, all of us were talking about how, he's trying to be the nice guy, the Jimmy Carter, and talking about religion and so forth. The little guy coming from a small town, and he's a nice guy, and he's got deeply held religious values. And as the AP points out, when he talks about the Bible, he knows the verses. Well, if you know anything about the Bible, you know that Satan also knows the verses, and he uses them as he wishes. Here's what Buttigieg said. There's a lot of talk in the Bible about stewardship of creation. I don't see that being honored by the administration right now, not to mention the stuff about loving your neighbor and taking care of the least among us and feeding the poor. And see, he believes that all that needs to be done by the government. Why? Because government is God, right? Government is going to be the one to love your neighbor. Government is going to be the one to feed the poor. Government is going to be the one to be the steward of creation. And government is going to welcome the immigrant and so forth. No, all of these types of things are calls for you to do as individuals. And when they pull this into the government like everything else, guess what? It never gets done. Isn't that funny how that never gets done? But the government gets the power. The government gets the glory. The government gets your money. The government takes your freedom. We'll be right back with your calls. 888-201-2244.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena, in the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied. And we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
An InfoWarrior fan favorite formula, Survival Shield X2, continues to lead the way into the next generation of super high quality nascent iodine formulas. Derived from ancient sea salts found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface, every drop of Survival Shield X2 contains 650 micrograms to keep you in your prime form. Even today, iodine deficiency remains a serious problem, with the World Health Organization estimating that nearly 50 million people still suffer from some kind of mental impairment related to iodine deficiency. That's why it's so important that you try Survival Shield X2, the only source of 99.999% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals, exclusively available through InfoWars Life at an extremely affordable price. Discover the shocking facts behind nascent iodine and secure your bottle today while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've had this in for 2 weeks. I've been so busy, I haven't talked about it because I've been covering news, but it's very exciting. It's Super Silver Skin Cream. It's got all of these benefits, too many to mention, but it's revolutionary. It's brand new. People are going to love it. Introducing the new Super Silver Skin Cream, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off introductory price. The new Super Silver Skin Cream is the best of both worlds. It helps reduce wrinkles and keep your skin healthy. Super Silver Skin Cream is infused with patented Silver Sol technology that's used by top hospitals and health clinics to kill off everything from MRSA to Candida fungus. It's also loaded with the best natural ingredients for your skin, like coconut oil, vitamin E. Unlike most skin creams, Super Silver Skin Cream is free of BPA, parabens, harsh preservatives, and sulfates. It's got the highly sought-after hyaluronic acid. We have little tubes of it. We have big tubes of it. This stuff is the real deal. Get Super Silver Skin Cream exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. So please check it out, the new products at InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off as an introductory.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. It's The David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're taking your calls, and it looks like most people want to talk about follow-up to what we're just talking to David Dubine about the grand solar minimum, about catastrophic climate change, but not the way that the government has been talking about it. Climate change due to a grand solar minimum. We've got Jonathan in Miami. It looks like you wanted to talk about that, and of course you've got a storm possibly headed your way there in Miami, Jonathan.
Oh, Mr. Knight, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. No problem.
First of all, it's great to see your health has returned. I was worried out here for a second. I was like, come on. Come on, Mr. Knight. You got to pull through this one.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
No problem, sir. First, about the shirts from the InfoWars store. Yeah, they are so triggering, for real. Like, I made, like, all but best friends with one of my supervisors, and I think I made mortal enemies with the other one, because, like, he's treated me with such contempt for the first time he actually saw what one of my shirts said. It's one of the more lobby ones.
Anyway. Yeah, I hope we haven't gotten to the point where we can't use that as a trigger to a civil conversation. It's now become a trigger for other types of issues. I mean, just like we saw the Monopoly game from Hasbro, Monopoly Socialism, now been pulled. They've been, triggered some professors who said, that's just hard. You can't criticize socialism anymore in America, even as a satire.
Oh, man, whoever has that is going to be worth money in the future.
Yeah, that's right. Hang on to those copies.
All right, and about the solar minimum, that was crazy. I never really thought of it in that level, but it's true, because I know you talk about the fourth turn a lot, and I started looking into that, and then what he's saying, I'm like, you know what, it's true. Like, everything is, like, coalescing into, like, one major point, it seems.
Yeah. We've got a lot of things lining up for 2030, don't we?
Yeah, and and that thing tied into what you said previously about the DARPA. What's going on there? Hold on. Can I get a room down there? Can I get in that bay?
Like, No. It's just like the Cold War. You know, they've got rooms for Dr. Strangelove and their friends and, a bevy of beauties, but, you're going to be knocking on that door and there's not going to be anybody answering on the other side. It's just for them. It's just for them. And that's why they don't want you to even know what the risks are. Or they'll tell you that the risk is something that it is exactly the opposite of what they believe is the risk. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, don't worry. We're going to fix the atmosphere. You guys just wait over here. We're fixing it right now. Yeah. No. They're digging their bunker.
Well, you're there in Miami. You're no stranger to hurricanes. I grew up in Tampa. All the preparations that you do, regardless of what you're looking at, it's always good to prepare. It's always good to have stored food. It's always good to have a way to filter water at the bare minimum. And then if you prepare beyond that, to the extent that you prepare, I mean, I've met people, farmers market, and they take me out and they say, we listen to you all the time. Hey, come out here and look at our van. We've got our bug out bags ready. And they literally had their bug out bags ready. They showed me their bug out bags. They are always prepared. I mean, those are going to be the people who make it through whatever the crisis is. And we never know what the crisis is going to be. It's like everything else in real life. We never know what's going to come at us from any point in time, but we can prepare. And whatever you do to prepare, that's going to help you with any kind of crisis that comes along.
Definitely. InfoWarsStore.com. I got the food. I got a bunch of stuff. I'm even getting my mom into it. She started building her bug out bag now. First, she's like, you're a conspiracy theorist. Like, what are you preparing for? I'm like, I don't know. Apocalypse, I guess.
Prepare for anything. That's right. I mean, whatever you do, you prepare for, that's going to help you with whatever comes down the pike. And so that's, they criticize us for selling that kind of stuff. I remember when we had that situation, there was a guy, he was in Alaska, And he went to the FBI and he said, help me. I've got voices and, you know, telling me to shoot people up. And they didn't do anything. He was allowed to get on a plane and fly from Alaska to, it was, I think somewhere in Florida. Might even been in Miami there where you are. And remember, he got out, he carried on board with him a gun and he started shooting people in the luggage claim area. And when I heard that, I said, you know, at the time we were selling backpack, inserts that you could use for, inserts that were bulletproof. And I said, see, this is why you need to have this. At least you could carry that with you on a plane. If they won't allow you to carry a gun, they don't stop this guy from carrying a gun. But if you had that, you could at least protect yourself. And I was criticized by the Daily Beast. They said, look at this. He's using this as an opportunity to hawk preparedness and to sell their products. And it's like, yeah, if they're going to let people get on board a plane after they've already told the FBI that they think that, you know, God is telling them to shoot people up, maybe you ought to have something to stop the bullets if they won't let you be able to defend yourself. I mean, and so that's what we're doing with the preparedness stuff as well.
Oh, man. All right, definitely. I know you got other people waiting there.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call again.
Hey, well, thank you, Jonathan. Appreciate that. We, as a matter of fact, we've got Uncle Sam, none other than Uncle Sam in New Orleans. How you doing, Uncle Sam? Good to hear from you.
Oh, God bless you and your wife, David Knight.
Well, thank you.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. Yes, and for those of you who don't know, if you go to the French Quarter, you'll see Uncle Sam there on the corner, and he engages people in debate. He's got a YouTube channel where he shows people talking back and forth about politics. He dresses up like Uncle Sam, usually, and he plays InfoWars broadcast there on the corner. And I had the pleasure, my wife and I met him when we went to New Orleans. Maybe it was 2 years ago, I guess, Uncle Sam.
Yeah, it was. On Veterans Day, when you went to visit the World War II Museum.
Yeah,
and, of course, it was Decadence Week that week, and I think...
yeah, I didn't know. I didn't make that connection. you knew about it. We didn't know about it. Yeah. I kept wondering, you know, well, you know, New Orleans is even more decadent than I thought it was, but it was Decadence Weekend. they were searching for that.
About Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, that's right.
Indeed. Yeah, well, you know, as you're as such a realist, it's always a pleasure and also a painful experience to listen to you. And I'm just going to get a little bit darker on this because my question is, what's going to happen? We've got 448 nuclear plants. Mm-hmm. There's about 5,000 people that know how to run them. So when the collapse happens, there's going to be a lot of people that are just not going to be able to make it to work. And what's going to happen if these plants start growing? Who's going to take them over? How are they going to be? I mean, how are they going to keep them from collapsing?
Yeah, well, you know, that's a good point. I mean, we've seen Fukushima. They're still trying to clean that up. And that wasn't a failure of the reactor or anything. That was the flooding of the storage tank areas and so forth. You know, most of these nuclear sites, they store nuclear waste there at the reactor site because they really haven't figured out what they want to do with the nuclear waste yet. This is one of these cans that we continually kick down the road, like the ballooning deficit. You know, we've got this avalanche of IOUs, but there's a big IOU that is physical, and that is the nuclear waste. So that becomes an issue because it's, you know, even beyond shutting down the nuclear reactor, you still have to keep the cooling going on this nuclear waste. It's in various stages, and it has to be taken care of for a very long time. So that's a good point. I mean, as we get a more and more complicated infrastructure, it becomes more and more fragile. And so as we look at this situation, you have President Trump and Marco Rubio, they're so concerned that the Chinese or the Russians or somebody's going to hack into 5G, hack into our elections and everything, and yet they continue to push us towards electronic elections. They continue to push us towards a 5G infrastructure. They should be very concerned. Anybody that's looking at DEF CON or Black Hat, the conference that just ended in Las Vegas, they have it every year in August. If you look at that, you understand how we are creating in an exponential way new vulnerabilities, and they don't pull back from that at all. Why not? Well, because those vulnerabilities they see as points of control for our society. But we'll talk a little bit more about the collapse scenario with Uncle Sam. Hang on. We'll be right back. And also, we've got other callers on the line. If you want to join, we've got one more segment. I'll just give you a warning. 888-201-2244 if you want to join the program. We'll be right back.
As we witness the most disastrous geological activity in recorded history, the globalists are backed into a corner, and the leftists are pushing for civil war. Borders are being broken and sovereignty is being challenged. The world is going to change, and how it changes will likely be decided by those who are prepared to stay strong when the system fails. The system is vulnerable. Electricity could be gone in an instant, and grocery stores could be empty in 3 days. Having storable foods and the ability to purify water will give you a fighting chance in the next level. And being without puts you at the mercy of others or makes you a slave to a dying system. Buy storable foods and an Alexa Pure Gravity Water Filter today. Support mankind by being prepared, and support freedom by buying from InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
This in for 2 weeks. I've been so busy, I haven't talked about it because I've been covering news, but it's very exciting. It's Super Silver Skin Cream. It's got all of these benefits, too many to mention, but it's revolutionary. It's brand new. People are going to love it. Introducing the new Super Silver Skin Cream, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off introductory price. The new Super Silver Skin Cream is the best of both worlds. It helps reduce wrinkles and keep your skin healthy. Super Silver Skin Cream is infused with patented Silver Sol technology. It's used by top hospitals and health clinics to kill off everything from MRSA to Candida fungus. It's also loaded with the best natural ingredients for your skin, like coconut oil, vitamin E. Unlike most skin creams, Super Silver Skin Cream is free of BPA, parabens, harsh preservatives, and sulfates. It's got the highly sought-after hyaluronic acid. We have little tubes of it. We have big tubes of it. This stuff is the real deal. Get Super Silver Skin Cream exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. So please check it out, the new products at InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off as an introductory.
Alex.
Yes.
I got a plug for the Patriot points I get.
Oh, thanks.
I've gotten $180 so far this year, and I feel like I'm stealing from you. I buy so much in the store because, I mean, I don't want to give that money to Walmart. I don't want to give that money to people who are going to donate it to causes I don't believe in. So I'd rather give that money to you. And I'm getting quality products. The products that I do receive have changed my life. I mean, the X2 has really done a lot for me. I've lost weight. My brain works a whole lot better. My kids, they use the toothpaste. My son used to get these little sore throats, and he puts X2 in water and drinks it, and it gets rid of his sore throat.
Sir, let me break this down for you. I want high-quality stuff in there. I want a good price. But I've kind of habituated everybody to where everybody buys when it's 50% off. I'm making $2 on the toothpaste 50% off. And so it's the same thing like the fish oil or the turmeric or the bone broth. Thank you so much for the plugs. But listen, when people get the Patriot points, a lot of times it makes things a loss leader. Because if you're already getting 10% off because you're on auto ship, and then we're doing 50% off, and then you do something like that, where you have Patriot points, we lose money. But that's okay. So thanks for the support.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have one more segment. We've got callers on the line. As a matter of fact, we had to go to break, and we had Uncle Sam in New Orleans. Again, individual who engages people, tries to get them to think about politics and what is happening, thought-provoking conversations there that he puts up on YouTube. Uncle Sam, did you have anything else to say, to add? We were talking about, as we have natural disasters, the concerns if we have some kind of a systemic collapse. We got nuclear reactors. We got a lot of different things that are going to be an issue. Go ahead.
Well, that's of course, the biggest concern is all the things you brought up with the things we're heading into. But again, if we have several hundred Fukushimas going on, any preparations we make will become just, it won't make any difference. I mean, I hate to be that dark, but it's a concern, and it's there. The other thing, of course, the news coming out today that A.J. Barr isn't going to be indicting Comey. Is just another forebearer for, you know, the fact that we can't count on the government.
You can't count on the government, and I certainly don't count on Barr. You go back and you look at his involvement with Ruby Ridge and with Waco, as I pointed out. You know, he was there when Waco began. They had the code name Showtime, and it was a show. And both of those were involving the Second Amendment. And in his confirmation hearings, he was right on board with Feinstein saying, yeah, red flag, that's the most important thing we could do. I think we should be very, very concerned. We should never give anybody pass when they get close to our liberties. Our founding fathers never would. And when they've got a history of attacking our fundamental rights, we should watch them even more closely. Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised he's not going to do anything about that. I mean, quite frankly, even if they locked up some of these people at the top, you would still have the institutional corruption remaining. And that's the most that's going to happen is that they'll have a couple of scapegoats that they'll give some kind of a fine or a penalty or a short jail term to. And then they will do that to preserve the corrupt institutions underneath them, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and so forth. We got President Trump now pushing to make the NSA unconstitutional, unlawful surveillance exposed by Snowden, pushing to make that permanent because they're getting tired of reauthorizing it with a rubber stamp every couple of years. Thank you so much, Uncle Sam. We've got just one segment here. I want to get through as many calls as we can. Charlie in Kentucky, you're next. You want to talk about Bernie. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. Thank you for calling.
Hey, I can listen to you almost every day.
Well, thank you.
I've been wanting to call you and ask you about and your opinion on about disenfranchised citizens, because I want to my question really, what I want to say is I want to take a bunch of topics and just put it into one, because, you know, we had Bernie Sanders talking about having felons in prison voting, which I'm totally against. But I also believe that people who've been convicted after so many years should be allowed, as long as it's nonviolent, to get their rights, you know, given back to them.
That's right. There ought to be a process, but, you know, he's talking about giving it to people who are still in prison. They haven't paid their debt to society, and they're still in prison. And in California, they even don't want to use the term felon anymore. They got some kind of euphemism. I don't know what they call them, judicially challenged or something. I don't know what it is that they came up with, but it's something silly like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's that's definitely bad ideas. I mean, but they got people, they take with the red flag laws, convictions, social credit score they got with people, you know, if you look at disenfranchised citizens, there are people that are definitely following that already.
That's right. And I'm very concerned because I see this happening in so many different areas. I mean, we see them giving the vote to people who are not even citizens, foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing. We see them wanting to count foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing, count them for allocation of political power, for allocation of finances. And that's what the California judge said, you know. And when they do that, if they count foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing, that's going to give the sanctuary states, it's going to give them greater representation in Congress. It'll give them greater representation in the Electoral College. Then they have many other ways that they're trying to undermine the Electoral College. But the thing that I'm most concerned about, Charlie, is electronic voting. And there's no alarm being raised about that. Again, it's one of these other issues like 5G and so forth. They're creating these vulnerabilities in our infrastructure, but also in our political infrastructure, because they see them as points of control. They believe that they're going to win the hacking war. Both sides do, both the Democrats and Republicans. And they're more than willing to create a very unstable, very hackable election system. We now have Microsoft and DARPA. DARPA is funding Election Guard. Think about that. DARPA is funding Election Guard. What is Election Guard? Well, that's a operating system. They've got a small company that's a wholly owned subsidiary of Microsoft. They gave them $10 million. That's their only business, is to create an election voting machine operating system. And if you don't see the danger in that, and if you don't see how that could make all of these other things that we're talking about, which are real concerns, but they're nothing if they count the votes electronically with a DARPA operating system.
It's almost like Bernie Sanders' favorite place, Venezuela. Didn't they have vote machines there?
Yes, that's where they first came up with electronic voting, Smartmatic. That's what got Hugo Chavez in there. And then they metastasized that out, and they had one case of rigged election after another. Throughout Central America, South America, the Philippines, Smartmatic was involved in all these different corruption, Brazil, and typically on the side of the Marxists. And yet, we're bringing those vendors, and now Smartmatic is metastasized. They've been bought and sold and bought and sold and changed the name and so forth. But that whole system, and the fact that DARPA is wanting to create the operating system for elections, that should concern everybody, because all these other issues and all these other points of corruption, you know, we've had in the past, it's been legendary in the big cities. You'd find people with voting machines in the trunk of their car driving around. They'd catch them, right? But if you can do it electronically, you can do it up and down the ballot. And you can do it in every location all at once. You have a enterprise-wide solution to rig the election. And it also would make it possible for any foreign intervention that people want to do. Or if the DARPA and CIA people wanted to make it look like they were the Russians or the Chinese or the North Koreans or the Venezuelans, they could do that as well, because we saw that being released to us from Wikipedia. They said, here's Vault 7. Look, these guys obviously can look like anyone they want to look like. And so it's a perfect operation, a perfect opportunity for them to completely rig the election. We should be very, very concerned about that.
Definitely am. I appreciate
all right, thank
you having
you
me on the show.
Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate that. All right, let's go to Jefferson in, let's see, where's Jefferson? In Virginia. Go ahead, Jefferson in Virginia. Thank you for calling.
Hey, good morning, David. Thanks for letting me on.
Thank you.
My idea is, I think you should get a larger voice in the discussion. Because as much as you keep saying we should think local and we should do this from grassroots, I think the quickest way around this problem is for you to primary Donald Trump. You should run for president, and since he can't kick you off his Twitter account, the federal judge says he can't control his own Twitter, you could get into a Twitter war with him every day on issues.
Well, you know, Joe Walsh did that, and Joe Walsh quickly descended into just being a troll to President Trump personally. You know, and he even said, when I saw Joe Walsh running, Joe Walsh said, this isn't about the issues. This is about how much I dislike President Trump. And it's like, well, that's exactly the opposite of what it ought to be. It ought to be about the issues. But also he had, he lost his radio gig, because you can't have somebody who's running for office having a voice on radio. Look, I'd much rather, I've run for office in the past. I did it at a time when there was no internet, when there was no social media, and now it's effectively, for me, there is no social media now anyway. But, you know, it was a time when that wasn't there, and the only way that you could really get your voice out was to run for office. And so that was something that was appropriate for that time, but it's not something today. Quite frankly, I think anybody running for office at the federal level, I think you could actually make more of a difference involved in setting up a podcast like I have. I got a podcast many different places. Or if you have a, you know, a microphone, because congressmen, even though they get a lot of respect, they really aren't heard that much. And if you go to Washington, if you win and you go to Washington, you're delegated over into a little corner where you can't really do anything. So I think there's a lot of different ways that we can engage the public. Thank you, Jefferson. We're just about out of time. And before we're out of time, I just want to remind you that the microphone that I have here is funded by the products that you buy at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product. Everybody that I've talked to that's used it here at the office really loves it. It is a skin super blue lotion, and it has nano silver in it and many other natural ingredients. I'm anxious to have my family try that. And we also have some other specials at InfoWarsStore.com. If you don't support us there, you won't find us anywhere, and we won't have a voice. That's the way we have a voice, and you've been very good to support us. You have been our donor base as well as our support, and we really do appreciate that. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. You won't find me on YouTube anymore. They've now banned me yet again. That's three times they shut down my channel. But you can still find me on Twitter, Libertarian on Twitter. You can follow me, and please retweet what you see there. That's it for today's broadcast. Thank you for listening.